Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your back,
in your spine,
feel it.
Feel it in your pussy. session, please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike.
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and come in to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study Sanaya cause I want to learn how to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Right. Put stuff the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Ow. Roll up the partition now. Roll up the partition, please. Roll it up, roll it up for me. Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, pictures, take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrrr-con. Nose and cheeks like brrrr-con. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. Skin and body like brrrr. Nose and cheeks like brrrr. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? Buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see. See what I do, how I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please, don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? Buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
Go.
I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori said, please don't touch me. Uzai said, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori said, please don't touch me. Uzai said, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori said, please don't touch me. Uzai said, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. You gotta bitch, don't touch me. Uzai gotta bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch.
Open to all legendary realness for 500. Butch Queen and Drag Face for 500. And Father versus Father for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, Saturday, June 14th. Your location, Stateland in Richmond, Virginia. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Stelvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Von Alor St. Laurent. For more information, contact Father Amplaven on Facebook or Father Bam Bam Ebony on Facebook or visit Facebook's event page dated June 14th. The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminist Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop. Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thug for $999. Mini grands include Fem Queen Pretty Girl versus Banshee Cunt versus Up and Drag Rionis for $500. Rionis has a house for $500. Legendary and iconic performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Fem Queen Face for $500. Legendary iconic performance for $500, and a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the icons Jack and Stelvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and R.J. Balenciaga. Your DJ, Von Alor St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th, The Purge.
Saturday, April 12th, 2014, in Miami, Florida. Trigger Ebony, Cliff Ebony, and Tamika Levin present the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your grand prize, Lip Sync Production as a House for $1,000. Open to all Realness for $200. Open to all Perfect 10 for $250. Sponsored by Antonio Blahnik. Best Dressed Spectator for $150. European Runway for $150. Female Figure Performance for $100 plus a $10 pop. Female figure face with an over pump for $100. And for you virgins, Virgin Vogue for $100 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th in Miami, Florida, the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your admission will be $30 all night. Doors open at 5 p.m., award ceremony at 6:30, so be on time. Your commentators will be the icon Selvin Mizrahi and Willow 007. Your DJ, Jubilee Ebony. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th. For more information, visit Facebook's event page. The first annual Florida People's Choice Awards Ball.
The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty. May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to all Butch Queen Sex Siren for 500. Open to all Runway for 250. Open to all Face for 250. Realness as a House for 250. And Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m. and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi presents Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, One Twister, must team up with a Butch Queen in Drag or Vogue Femme. Mini grants include Open to All Runway for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200. Female Figure Realness for $200. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th. And $150 after. Your commentators, the Icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday, and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tenzerchops for your free one book download and 30-day trial membership.
I think you quite understand. You are rocking with that overall legendary father.
Hello, hello out there in ballroom land. This is your boy Milan Christopher Manola Blahnik giving you guys a call from the ATL. Oh my God, you guys don't even know how tired I am and so drained from this weekend. It was such a long week. I've been
now sit to that wow.
Hello, girls.
Can you bring my squirrel home?
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know.
Hello. Yeah.
Did you not just gag?
Oh yes, I truly. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Now that is an April Fool's for that ass.
Oh, hello, boys, girls, queens, those that just don't know what they are. When they flip a coin, they'll figure it out. Welcome to a nut. Ooh, give me a second. Yeah. Welcome to Trans Talk Tuesday. I am the overall prince of the House of Bridge, and my first name is Jason. You've already met the overall mother of the house. Her name is London, and she likes to play a lot of games.
Yeah.
Oh, without further ado, I have a brother. He goes by the name of J-Rock, and I'm about to bring him on as well. I need a drink.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Get me
nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. They got me fucked up right now on that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Got us fucked up in here on that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit.
Sir, J-Rock, was that that bullshit?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Baby, he just brought out everybody.
J-Rock, he told me to tell y'all he at some birthday party or some bullshit with the rest of the Chiefs or something like that. So he couldn't make it tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, he said he was getting gangbanged. It was like 120 other Chiefs or something like that.
What's going on, London? What's going on, Jay?
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Justin and Joelle, how are you? Those are our neighbors, everyone, if you know who I am. Don't know who the neighbors are yet. That's Justin, Joelle, and Prada.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can fit in with the J's because, you know, you can call me Jalacia or whatever like that. Yeah.
Where's Jalacia?
London, you just made me gag. I almost dropped my cup.
Okay,
I said, what the hell?
One again. I was like, maybe.
Is this the right show?
Right. I was like, what?
Let me find out.
I said the Milan has stormed the line. I'm out of here.
When I tell y'all right now, oh my God, my head still hurts.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces.
Yes,
the hounds will stay in chains.
You've
upon your greatness that you'll send a call out, 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 send a
Yeah, I will not sit here and act like London is the one who did that. April Fool, I did all that to you people.
The girls could not let me get my life.
No. April fucking fool to everyone that listens to the fucking show. How's everyone doing? You know, I had to close the whole night out by doing something. Started it last night by not giving you guys a show on Monday, and then ended it last night with one of the other hosts of another radio show hosting tonight. So I know you guys all get.
Yes.
It's okay. Everybody calm down. It's okay. We go back to our regularly scheduled program. Everything will be fine.
Yeah, because some of the girls were ready to jump off a building yesterday. I was gagging. No shade.
Rhonda, do you have J-Rod tied up in the basement? Because he's over here saying, keep giving me his number and stuff. Oh, you know what, you big head brick. Wait till I see you in Texas. I'm going to deal with you, J-Rod.
Yeah, I know.
So listen, let me explain something about last night. It wasn't an April Fool's joke. You girls need to get it together when it comes to Monday nights. As far as you guys wanting a recap, unfortunately, Kelly was kind of busy last night, and she wasn't able to do the show. Plus, she didn't really attend any of those balls. So, you guys want a recap, you guys need to learn how to start pressing one and recapping the events as well with the host, because they're getting tired of recapping the balls, and you guys have nothing to say, and it sounds like a three-way conversation. That is exactly why there was no show last night. So I hope that everything can pick up, because there's a lot of balls going on, but everyone can't attend every ball. So tonight, if you guys did whatever balls took place over the weekend, I know Tony had a ball, I know Animation Domination, they had a ball. I think there were some other balls or whatever. You guys are more than welcome to come on tonight and recap those balls, since there wasn't a show last night. But, you know, Monday night hosts, they were kind of busy this weekend, so they did not attend all the balls, so that's why there wasn't a show. So it really was no April Fool. They just wasn't, you know, using. But I'm sure they'll make an appearance tonight.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, so who went to the balls?
Well, we already have a couple of callers, so maybe they were at some of the balls and they'll share that info with us. The first caller is 407-790.
That's Jason. Girl, you need to go shake it off, honey. Shake it off. Milan is not here. You act like Milan is here. It's okay.
But you need to put your name next to that number.
God, if the mic is already on red, that means that somebody is speaking.
I didn't see that, Jasmine.
Because you're still having flashbacks with Milan. I know. It's okay. Icon Penelope, girl. I need you to calm down. I know you miss me dearly. I know you do. But, girl, get over it. That was so 90s. That was so 90s. Just get over it. It's okay, though. Bishop, you're on the air.
That girl was geeking like a motherfucker, like she was needed a hit for a hit a crack of meth last night. Wanting to see if it was a show last night. She was probably the type of person to call in the show every fucking 5 minutes to see if the show was still going
on. Who are you talking about, Bishop?
I'm talking about Icon Penelope.
She needs her daily fix of me. That's what the problem is.
No, she got
ADHD. Okay. It's okay. It's okay. I love her, though. We have a lot of love for each other.
Anyway, how's everybody doing, man?
London,
highly favored.
Hey, London.
Hey,
Bishop, what is going on with you on these wigs? What is the tea?
Oh, yeah, I caught the videos.
Yeah, you shared the video. What's going on?
It's just a sense of humor. It's another personality that I have.
I thought you was about to be one of these femme queens out here, because the girls are just, you know.
My wigs
anybody
can
be a femme queen nowadays.
My wigs are better than these femme queens out here. besides Madison.
I beg to differ, but yeah.
Right, yeah.
Well, at least I'm not like, at least I'm not an Amaya.
Warning, freak alert. Warning, freak alert.
You can never come for no Amaya. Stop it, please.
Wait, what is the tea with Amaya, her ex, and Trishae?
Girl.
On that note, I will see you guys tomorrow. I don't do those types of things.
I want to ask you something real quick, Jasmine. We can talk about it tomorrow. I know it's not tomorrow, but you've been looking at Resurrection?
No, I actually have like 2 episodes to catch up. I'm trying to get the fact that Icon Penelope resurrected from the dead. I'm still getting over that. I ain't got time for a whole bunch of other people. I did that to your titty, Penelope, because I was so tired of you selling yourself for $20 and $30 and something.
Oh, my God. Really?
I had to do that to you because, girl, you were selling yourself short. I always tried to teach you to be a high price hooker, and you wanted to take chump change, girl. So that stopped you. Let me go.
Let her slow her pussy out. She want to slow her pussy out. Let her do it.
No, she's calling my phone now. Let me go. I gotta take care. I gotta go.
take care of the hoe.
I gotta take care of my hoe's child. All right, bye, y'all. I see y'all tomorrow, child. Bye.
Bye.
So now that the gang is all here, and you girls want to gossip. I was thinking that instead of this being a trash, well, it's going to always be a trash talk night, but since the girls want to be all in people's business, I think we were going to make this Tabloid Tuesday.
Yes,
the girls want to be both.
Yeah, that's how true.
So, if you have a story that you think is fitting for the tabloids of Trash Talk Tuesday, press 1. And tell us all about it.
Now, you don't have to name names if you want to remain nameless. You can come through and just drop the T. But if you
no,
just bold, then drop it.
Say name. Okay. Don't be scared. Well, since they brought up that little topic about Amaya or whatever, I didn't know that that boy was so young. I didn't know that he was 20-something years old. I thought he was like 26, 27 messing with her.
Mm-hmm.
He sounded stupid in that interview. Like, what do you...
I think he sounded very, very... My thing is, the boy, it was almost kind of forced. Like the interviewer was pulling the whole conversation up out of him. You know what I'm saying? Or I wouldn't say putting the words in his mouth, but it was just like he was pulling to try to get the boy to say something.
He looked uncomfortable, like he didn't want to be there.
Right.
Right.
I don't know. Little young kid.
But was he messing with Trishae?
No, they said that they were good friends.
Girl.
That's another. Okay, I want to ask this question to the femme queen. How is it that if you're gay, you're messing with a femme queen? That doesn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It doesn't sit right with me. It's just not gonna
wait a minute. Wait. What now?
Okay, like a butch queen messing with a femme queen. That does. Like, what is that giving?
Well, I mean, I don't.
That's my opinion. I don't think that's. No
you got some women out here. Well, some butch women, butch femme queens out here, like Stasha.
Oh
my
God.
They like to hit the butch queen wounds. So you know,
right. No,
they
but
over
I will
the
understand
train,
it.
They
I will understand it from a femme queen. I'm talking about a bush queen. Because if a bush queen is walking down the street, you're not looking for fish. You're looking for trade or the bait or a bush queen. You're not looking for a femme queen.
Maybe
a butch queen, you know, wants that one-time experience, or, you know, everyone wants to dip and dab in certain things.
Well, I heard it's much easier to date a butch queen than to date a chaser. That's what they told me.
Well, I was listening to the show one particular night, and I don't remember the name of the show, but I was listening to this show, and some of the people that were on the show were explaining that some people are just sexual, and they don't really, what they see is not really what they want, or what they see is, I don't know, it was like really confusing to me, but I guess, long story short, what they were saying is that if a man is with one of the girls, then he's either with her because he still hasn't completely accepted who he is. And then you just have some that just like kinky sex. They want something with bags on their back. So, I don't know. But we're not going to do that because this is not that type of show. We're not a bash the girls type show. But if you want to call in and there's a girl you want to bash, then, hey, you're more than welcome to do that. We have a wow, and the hands went up, and then the hands went down. That's so shady.
I'm just saying, the girls need love too, girl.
No, but the femme queens could get, you know, the trade. Go get the straight boys.
The reason the girls don't do trade like that, for one, trade just want to fuck. I mean, some butch queens, you know, do have good motives. At least some butch queens are really interested in the girls. Trade just want to have, want you to do shit for them. I mean,
okay.
That's not my type
of thing. I mean, but
then
even as a butch queen,
talking,
the trade wants
but,
you to
but,
do
but,
that.
But we're talking, and we have a butch queen with us that actually likes the girls. So, Bishop,
hey.
What is it about the Bishop?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot he was a butch queen.
Oh. So what is it about the T-girls, Bishop?
I mean, some fem queens and they sometimes like to, you know, use their masculinity inside them hormones that they go through. I call it the 360 hormone syndrome, where one minute they want to be with the trade, and the next minute they want to be with a butch queen to be a nigga.
What?
So,
what is it that attracts you to them?
Really, it is what attracts me to them. Just say it like this. I'm beginning to like the dolls, though. The dolls. The doll dolls. But the doll dolls act like the butch.
Wait, like the Selvin dolls?
I'm beginning to like girls that look like Amaya, look like the Sydney Stars, look like
the beauties,
not Stasha, but
the beauty
ones. Yeah, but the thing is, it's a psychological thing. It's really a psychological thing at the end of the day. It's whether you're willing to deal with their ass, or whether you're willing to, you know, be like, okay, this is it. You know, honestly, keep it real, to be honest, I thought I could get in a relationship with a transgender woman, but I don't see it in the future. I really don't, because the simple fact is that I just can't get that 360 hormone syndrome.
It's not
shit
a, it's
that
not a 360 hormone. It's that you were born a dude and you're a dude.
No,
okay.
They got some of them got sicknesses where they one minute they want to be nice, the next minute you don't know where the fuck they at. They want to be a man.
We
you know, I wonder why this won't be full.
Oh, snap. Oh, my God, I'm so
we've
so.
Not yet lost our
okay, child, y'all know I have to come back to this because y'all all over the place. A whole bunch of butch queens asking about a relationship with femme queens. That's all y'all do is you got a whole bunch of, y'all just a whole bunch of power bottoms, so y'all wouldn't understand.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what?
I'm not sleazy. I'm not.
Okay, so Jasmine, do you prefer to be in a relationship with Butch Queen?
So let me break this down for y'all really quickly, and I will let you continue with your Tabloid Tuesday's work business over. But the bottom line is, when it comes to femme queens, you know, even though some femme queens are a little psychotic and stuff at times, but when it comes to the relationship, like you said before, one of you guys said before, fucking with trade is just going to be just that, fucking around and nothing more. There's not going to be no emotion or right. anything like that. When it comes to a butch queen, when it comes to a trans man, when it comes to a butch, for whatever femme queen is choosing one of them at all, if it's any of those relationships, it's better to have somebody that can relate to you as far as the lifestyle itself. That's when you have a special bond, because not only are you guys friends, you guys have that special relationship with each other. It can be partners, it could be the friendship, it can be the sex, it could be any of that stuff where you feel that you can be yourself with that person. With trade, then you know it's like 9 out of 10, they only want certain things. You gotta bypass all this extra, go through so much extra for other things. But when you have a butch queen or so, even though sometimes it is very complicated, so forth and so on, it's still more about that relationship. And, you know, relationships, a good relationship, a healthy relationship, is when you guys have a lot in common. A femme queen doesn't really have anything in common with a piece of trade. You know what I'm saying? So it's not going to happen. That's why it's not really a healthy relationship. That's where it all stems from. But then you have a lot of people that are insecure about the relationship. You have a lot of butch queens that, you know, still want a little bit more. You have a lot of femme queens that still want a little bit more. So it just really depends. But in any relationship, in order for it to be a healthy one, you got to have more. It has to be way more than about sex. It could be the fact that you guys laugh, you kiki with each other, and you can just be yourself around each other without being judged, without all the criticism and all the rest of that stuff. So that's why it really works that way.
Okay.
I love it that way. I wish it could be that
way. That's understandable.
So that's more of a Wednesday night topic. Y'all need to get to the dirt of stuff, honey. Makes me laugh for a little bit. Bye. And I think the girls want to talk about sex changes and all that stuff tomorrow. Y'all guys were talking about it yesterday. People hit me up about it, so I don't know what tomorrow's topic is going to be about, but I know that people definitely want to talk about, you know, sex changes and sexual reassignment surgery and all of that stuff that none of you really know anything about, but I guess, you know, we should probably open the door a little bit on that. Ciao. Anyway,
we got all these.
Bye. That's
the word
about the wrong
thing. Oh man. Well, that was a good explanation. It's understandable.
Private caller, you're on the air. This would be interesting.
Hello?
And they hung up.
Oh, my gosh. Why do you call in and you hang up? That's so 2012.
So what about, okay, so back to that subject at hand, because I'm confused about something. He does a three-hour interview with that young man. And then he turns around and he writes a love letter.
What?
You were going through.
Oh, y'all didn't,
it's
y'all
a
didn't
drug.
See the
love letter.
Letter.
What are you talking about?
Yes. No, I didn't save it because I wasn't really interested in it. But
I read part of it and stuff.
But he
wrote
a love letter saying he apologized for not being the man he's supposed to
be. Did he write that with crayons?
What an interview.
Like, that shit with crayons? Like, what the fuck?
I mean, where's I recall that calls in last week that was so into this relationship? Why aren't you pressing one now, honey? You were so involved in their relationship last week, but tonight you're not even pressing one. I don't know.
No shade. We did shade her last week. We kind of threw it like, girl, why? This is not the top hot topic or whatever.
Well, Justin, to be honest with you, we paid it because everyone else was paying it. But now it seems like because it's made its rounds in the tabloids, everybody wants to talk about it. So that's one of the reasons I said tonight we should make this Tabloid Tuesday, because not only could we talk about that, we could talk about Chris Brown being locked up and what do you girls think about them holding him in jail in D.C.? Do you think they got him in PC, protective custody, so that the girls don't mess with his cookies?
Hold on, he got locked up again?
Yeah,
he
got
locked up.
Huh?
You know he was arrested and he had to be extradited to D.C. to stand trial because the gentleman that he beat up, was called Selfie, that put himself in a picture with Chris Brown in D.C. outside of a club. Chris Brown beat him up, and as he was beating him up, he chose to use the faggot word a couple of times. So it's now being considered, and D.C. doesn't play the hate crimes. So his lawyer tried to settle with him. The lawyer tried to settle with the gentleman outside of court so that Chris Brown wouldn't be extradited and he would be released. But the man is saying, no ham, no ma'am, no turkey. We're
I want my
court.
Point.
So on April the, I believe the court date is April the 17th. On April the 17th, Chris Brown will stay in trial for assaulting a gentleman in D.C. And even if he's found innocent, the man still has a civil suit against him. So one way or the other, he's going to get his coin.
So that's what you're saying is Chris Brown doesn't want to be in D.C. jail, which he doesn't. He really doesn't want to be in D.C. jail because they are going to slay his wounds. They are really going to do a Jamaican slay on his wounds. I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. He gonna come out of there. He might come out of there. Transition.
Oh Lord! Private caller, you're back. I can't
do DC.
I'm not gonna be able to do Christina Brown. Private caller, you're on the air.
They need to stop playing with my motherfucking man and let him out of jail. That is not
girl,
fair.
Girl, that
man,
is
I'll
why he
nothing.
In jail now because of you, queens.
it's all about money. So I don't
you
know
want
why
you want him to be in jail. You want him to be in jail so he can come out. So he can come out and you can slay his wounds.
No, I want him to be.
Because he's going to be just right for you then.
Mm-hmm. Nice
no,
and open.
I want him to be home with me where he should be. Fuck
yeah. You sound like you're about to cry over him. You sound like you're about to cry over him.
You stupid. So, what about the other tabloid scandal that ended up not being true about Miss Trey Songz?
Yeah.
Did any of you see the picture of the boy that he's supposed to be kissing?
That was some boy on Instagram. Like, I've seen that boy's Instagram before. He looked like Trey Songz a little bit, but that's not him. That's
okay.
Some boy and his
Because the boy that Trey Songz, that the fake Trey Songz was supposedly kissing, looks like the boy that makes those, the porn star that makes those videos, and he's reading everybody, talking about he has a nice body. He's been in a room before and somebody posted a recent video of him getting fucked raw. If y'all remember who I'm talking about. Laura, you know who I'm talking about. Press one. I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah, that was that Trey Songz, but under that, I don't know. The girls want everybody to be a butch queen.
I mean, he is gay. He is gay, but that just wasn't him in the picture.
She was not the girl in the picture.
I want to ask y'all a question. What do y'all think, going back, not really going back on a state of emergency show, but what do y'all think where Coco Dawn going to be now?
Who?
She arrived at the same place.
Who?
Coco Dorm?
Never heard of that. Anyway.
Where is Coco Dorm going to be? Whatever it's called.
Exactly where Mika's going to be going. Not here.
Because that child that was on,
Coco
that child that was on last
the chat room
week,
where Mika
that child
is.
That
Thank
was
you.
On last week.
And that's it.
If
anyway.
He had, he, it sounded like he had an issue. Like he was in his feelings like shit.
Bishop.
That's just going to be under CDC investigations from now on.
Black Tie, right. shout out to the Blog Talk Radio chat room. Hey, Black Tie and Mr. Man, D Love, True Seeker. Who are you getting
hey, Renee.
As a co-host? She's not in there yet. Who are you gagging as a co-host? Are you talking about Bishop? They don't see you, Bishop.
Tell them they can kiss my ass, young. I don't give a fuck no more. I'm unbothered.
Hold on.
I don't see you, Bishop. You've tried so hard.
Bishop, that
right,
wig
Bishop,
that, you,
we
that
have,
you...
Right, you can't attack the callers, Bishop, because they listen to us. They're the reason that we're here.
Where did you get that wig from, Bishop? The one on the senior Dick and Page, the one that was laid. Not the Apple puff. The
yeah.
other one. Where did you get that?
Where did I
the
get
Rihanna Bob.
The Rihanna Ponder River Bob.
Yes, where did you get that one? That one was cute.
Oh, y'all ain't seen my other wigs yet.
Other wig. That's one of his wigs from back in his stripping days.
What?
The bearded lady.
Oh, Joel, you didn't know Bishop used to be a stripper? He used to be a dancer.
Oh, yeah, I heard that she used to put, like, cantaloupes and cucumbers and all. I don't know what she used to do.
I never have I ever did anything with a cucumber.
Didn't you say you did something, like a trick or something with some type of fruit? What was it?
It was honeydew.
Oh, even worse. Boop.
Wait a minute, Joe. I'm mad that you remember this, and I don't even remember this story at all.
He remembered it because he was aroused by it.
Okay, clearly I wasn't listening. What the hell are you doing with a can of... What the hell
are you doing with a... He said he sat on the cantaloupe and then did something. I don't know.
I put my dick in the cantaloupe.
Oh.
Not a honeydew.
He was aroused. He aroused by.
Who?
What the hell was
he
doing? Okay, because I know I'm not the only person right now wanting to know. Can you please explain what you were doing with this cantaloupe? And Joel, be quiet before I mute you.
I was fucking a cantaloupe. Put a hole in it. I cleaned the cantaloupe out, put a hole in it. Fucked it and nutted in it. They threw bricks of money at me. Go ahead with the...
Y'all are mad. Oh, man. Sorry.
I'm sure some promoter out there got a video of it. I don't know. You know, they catch me on tape doing anything.
Oh, God. I'm not Mr. Man. I will not ask that question.
It's Trash Talking Tuesdays. They can ask any question, I'm going to answer it.
I mean, I heard the straight strippers doing stuff with fruit, but never, like, climax them.
Okay. God, I'm fat.
Oh, God. Mr. Man, they want to know, did you eat it afterwards?
No, actually, no. You're right. If I would have did it, that would have turned it too. That would have really turned it. Everybody would have started throwing more money at it.
I am now between snowboarding, surfboarding, and nutting and cantaloupe.
I got that trick from a late dancer named Megabody from New York. So, you know, I mean, she used to do it.
I love some Megabody, baby.
You love some Megabody? Well, he claimed he don't love you, but he in his book he contradicted himself.
Oh, well, he never said he loved me, cause trust.
You can get his book on Audible.
Thank you. Speaking of books, tonight's episode is being brought to you by Audible.com. Since my brother is not here, and I've been getting attacked on Facebook and by some people on the telephone because I did not like the movie Divergent. The book that we will be reading or listening to for the month of May is Divergent, if I'm saying it right, because I may not be saying the name right. So if you have not downloaded your free trial of Audible Books at www.audibletrial.org, if you have not downloaded your free trial of Audible Books, you need to do so now at www.audibletrial.com/104chop, and the book we are reading is Divergent, whatever.
Come on, Trinity Bonet.
Hey,
tell them stop doing this April Fool's. April Fool's is now officially over with. It's 18 minutes into the next day. So J-Rock, bring your late ass on the show.
For the month of April. So if you have not downloaded, you need to download it. Then hit myself or J-Rock up if you want to be a part of the book club where we will discuss the book. And I will know if you read the book, if you listened to the book, opposed to seeing the movie, because the book is never like the movie. So don't try to be slick.
Yeah, because we will call you out.
Okay.
The book club sounds, y'all name it the book club, knowing it's a whole rack of book clubs going around.
No, their name is the Brick Squad. Keep
it cute. Brick
Club. You ain't catching the brick.
It is not.
London, do they have a bookstore or book club in London? In London?
Yeah, that's funny. That's where I get my gowns from.
You get your gowns from the hole from the glory hole?
Yes. So they got the peekaboo ones and everything.
Oh. Where's J-Rock at?
Yeah,
they played his intro and everything.
What's his
joke called again? His intro, what is it?
Big Devin.
Nigga, that's that bullsh.
That's that bullsh.
Well, speaking of bricks, that picture that they posted in the room of Nana and Anaya.
Naya looks wonderful, but girl, that girl next to her.
Wait, is that eczema or her stomach?
Oh.
This is why I say to everybody, bro, if you're going to be a girl, you're supposed to bathe in the moan. You're supposed to moan down, bitch. You just don't get a teacup of moan and just say, okay, I'm getting titties now and I'm a girl. Girl.
I don't know what was that on her stomach. And it said plastic across her neck bone. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Post the man, moan the man away. I'm sorry. Just moan it away, girl.
Missing, it looked like she got attacked by a herd of ants on her stomach.
Let me take a selfie.
And they fell on her chest, so that's where her teeth came from.
Wait, are one of her titties bigger than the other one?
Yes.
Let's just picture that.
It's in the room. Oh my God! One of her bags is bigger than the other.
That's a shame.
Oh my God! Like, if you know that you have eczema or whatever it is on your stomach, wear something that covers that. That's
girl, cute. I would never wear a mid-rib top, girl.
Okay.
Girl, or bleach some shit.
Somebody said it was bed bug bites. Oh, I'm out of here. Oh my God.
I don't see this picture. Where the picture at?
Go down. It's on a Chantra Icon Jones posted it. Girl,
can I make it hot? Mika, why are you coming for that girl when she looks better than you?
No, let's just call it out. Mika, why are you coming for somebody in the official ballroom and you posted this shit, but you can't press one,
okay.
Bitch? That's the gag. That's the gag of it all. Bitch, you tried it.
Get that ass on here. Metal mouth, I want you.
Wait, what is Mika giving?
She want to criticize everybody and throw everybody under the bus, and, you know, she's a fab girl, but she wants to pay the bricks. Like, she's not a brick.
Can she even breathe, child?
Oh.
I'm back. We got disconnected. Well, I got disconnected, but I'm back. Excuse me.
Let me take a selfie.
Selfie.
Say that again.
Yes, but first, let me take a selfie.
Any other tabloids or no?
Yes, it's still the tabloids.
What about, I fell for that Frank Ocean putting out that CD. I was like, yes, let's see what she's giving.
Is it cute?
It was like a double deluxe CD, like a Beyonce thing.
Is the CD cute? I mean, is it cute? Is the album cute?
Baby, it was a lie, okay? It was an April Fool.
Girl.
So it was a yeet.
Oop.
I was looking. I was going through all my little sites to see if I could find it.
Yeah, I was on YouTube.
Bitch.
But no Tino shit, he fell off after he came out. Like, he fell off. Like, where are you?
I mean, this is my thing, and it was a performance that he did. I don't know if it was for the Grammys or which one it was for, but he sounded so horrible. Now, don't get me wrong, he's written a lot of things or whatever, and I'm pretty sure he got a cute coin, but, you know,
I don't think he fell off. I think he's written most of Beyonce's new album.
Right.
Well, I mean fell off as in, like, he hasn't put out anything for himself, per se.
Right.
Like, you know, the community embraced him. Baby, if the community embraces you, you better put out something so the girls could go support.
Exactly.
You see how Gaga takes advantage of it.
Okay. Gaga is not playing.
Gaga is a key. Girl, that 11 minutes and 40-something second video for God she put out.
Did she? I don't really listen to her music. She's gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, so I don't know.
She's just doing too much.
She's gone bonkers.
Big city, small city, big city, white city.
Oh my God.
Okay, 347. Oh, we have a caller. 347-373.
You should probably put a coat on before you go out there.
Huh?
Is it cold?
Huh?
Is it cold out there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I need you to unmute me already. I was about to say. Frank Ocean is only relevant because Beyonce made him relevant because he had songs out before that and nobody cared until people figured out he was working with B and now he's relevant. But then he fell off, so nobody cared no more.
That's not true because he had Thinking About You, he had Novocaine, and this was before Beyonce.
But nobody really cared.
But do you think he should have waited before he came out? like, or do you think, you know, him coming out kind of influenced the way he dropped off and stuff?
Maybe not. He seemed a little shy at a couple performances, but I don't know.
I mean, this lyric never really made sense to me. I just didn't really understand it. Like, it just be everywhere, like, just randomly blabbing. I mean, I like him. He's cool and everything. It's just that when I listen to it and I try to really follow what he's saying, I'm like, what? Did you just say anything?
The only song I can say that I really, like, still bump from him, I like Pyramids. Pyramids is, like, my only song. That's my little, I'm getting ready to go hit it out, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, I'm about to be a stripper for like 5 minutes.
And it's crazy because even the song that he did with Beyonce, that sounds a hot, full mess.
You talking about,
Superpower? That sounds crazy.
That's a cute song. What do you mean?
No, it's all over the place. It's like, dun-dun-dun. Like, what are you giving?
Girl, you not too much.
I can't give with that. Mm-mm. I still be jamming to Thinking About You. That's my joint right there.
Inbox person, if I said your name and said what you just said, you would have a bunch of people hating on you and they'd be looking for you. But that was funny. They said, y'all be saying B name like y'all on a first name basis with her.
I might be, bitch. Do you know me, bitch? Bitch, do you know me? You don't know me. That might be my me and Boo might be my cousins, bitch.
Beyonce.
You Beyonce cousin. You Beyonce cousin. Michael Jackson is my fault.
Well, my name is Angela. I'm her cousin. Okay. London, make it high. What's going on?
Nothing much. You know, after I do this Tina chat, I'm just low.
You said you on Tina, what?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm just
God.
Lost
okay.
in the store. You know, I've been away for a while. I'm still trying to, you know, get the fill of everything and catch up on, you know, a lot that I've been missing out on.
Yes, Adam.
Oh.
You girls are not willing to bring Adam out. I'm going to leave her alone.
Well, there was some other little tabloid thingy going on with Jasmine Khan and Laomi and Katrina. What was that
oh,
about?
Oh, yeah. This shit was funny.
What was that about?
Oh, my God. I'm not competent. I got a ball coming up.
I don't know what it was, but I heard Jasmine wanted Katrina and all these She posted that video on her Instagram doing the Katrina challenge, rolling down the stairs in the project.
No, she didn't.
She was coming on them steps, baby. Giving you Katrina realness.
Missing
disconnected.
She
when
looks
I got
like
disconnected.
She looked like a ninja turtle.
Oh. No shade towards Jasmine, but her body is giving linebacker tees. Like the shoulders.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, it is. It's giving very broad shoulder tees. Like
Jasmine was cut in the face. I mean, she got fish body to me. Like fish body.
Fish body.
Yeah, like fish don't be curled up like that. Y'all be acting like the ever
man, listen, that girl's shoulders look like Triple H to Gary.
I'm not fucking with y'all.
That bitch got Brock Lesnar shoulders.
Yes.
Not playing with her.
Y'all wrong.
Okay.
That's cute.
I'm not in that shit.
She better call in and storm y'all. No shame.
Well, okay, speaking of that, well, who is the girl, I mean, because I'm looking at this picture, and it might
what,
just
the
be the jacket, and it might just be the hoodie, but is one breast bigger than the other one?
That's what she can say.
Feel like we established that already.
You talk about the one. You talk about the one with the air bite.
The air bite. What are you talking about?
Look at her stomach.
But yeah, but I'm sorry, I guess that's, oh my God, why do I have to refresh and see these pictures of that dinosaur?
Open up, get on the floor, everybody wants that dinosaur.
She don't have nipples. She don't have nipples.
Who brought Manny stuff again? Oh my Lord.
I'm not doing this, no. I'm
well,
not,
you gotta tell
not,
her to You better tell her to take some tummy rolls to them nipples.
I hear it, tummy.
I'm not doing this. She don't have nipples. Oh, God. How you gonna breastfeed your baby? All right, I'm done. So, Rada.
Yes.
What was the business with you? What did you do? Did you go out any mini balls in Texas this weekend?
Yeah, we did go to a ball in Austin, Texas on Saturday. I mean, I guess it was cute for what it was, for the little crowd that it did have.
Who was Graham?
Who was what?
Grandpa.
Well, I mean, the house with the most trophies was Ebony. Dino won for the performance. I won for realness. D. Ebony, he won for Sex Siren. Tonka won for Schoolboy.
Y'all clean.
J-Rock went.
J-Rock and Walt.
Oh.
He just played him out after the function was over.
Oh.
Question, Prada, do you have any clips on YouTube? I want to see what do you walk?
I walk drag realness.
Do you have any clips up there?
Yeah, I have clips up. I mean, not necessarily is my name tagged in them.
Right.
But yeah, I have clips up, yeah.
So what would it
okay,
be?
There
under?
Is an echo somewhere.
What would it be under, Prada?
Let me see. Let me look up some for you.
Okay.
I know you can look me up from the New York, the New York Awards Ball, the North Carolina Awards Ball, when they had the tables and the chairs thrown and shit. I was on TV, yes.
New York Awards Ball. Hold on. What house are you in?
Ebony.
Oh, okay.
Done.
Hold on a second. Let's see what it's getting. Girl, whose phone is echoing for blood?
No, somebody tagged me in another chat, and they go off.
Just
you can
say something.
You said what? You said what?
Say something. Okay.
Something.
Mother, say something.
Hello.
Okay, it's not you. Prada, say something.
Hey, how you doing?
Bishop.
Hello.
Okay, I still hear it.
Joe said he muted.
Yeah, cause I'm
muted. Oh, okay.
If you're on speakerphone, please take yourself off speakerphone.
Don't you just mute everybody?
I did that.
And it still was given out? London, is that your phone, London?
No, it's not my mother's phone.
Okay.
You don't have a cricket phone.
No, I got a Nextel.
Well, that Echo is doing shows.
Bitch, that's what they rocking in London?
Yes, you girls. We've been had iPhones. You girls can't pay. I wish I had Nasty Q for the girls, but
Is it private caller? We have a private caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
Race you to a donut. Race you to a donut.
Sing, bitch, sing. Sing like your mama told you to.
Donut. Race you to a donut.
Go, bitch.
I'm the first. Let me take a selfie.
What are they saying?
Okay. Somebody didn't take their meds today, clearly.
They want some donuts, bitch.
Oh, that's what they were saying? They wanted some donuts?
You just seen me do this, so.
Nextel sucks trucks.
I used to love that chirp, though. That chirp used to be that issue.
Joel, I just sent you a friend request so you can know who I am.
Okay, yes. Hold on.
Yes, at least you'll make me know it.
Yes, make me know it. I like to, you know who I'm speaking to. I like to, you know, visualize, you know. Just like Dev, he tried to come for me, and baby, don't you ever do it again.
Leave Dev alone. Dev will go come through this line and attack.
He tried to come for my eyebrows.
Dev, press one.
Dev. Three,
Dev,
four,
press one.
Don't you do that?
Oh, yeah, I don't have to hide. I look
Oh, yes, I've seen you.
Mm-hmm,
okay, this is who you are. Okay, good. Thank God. Yes. Oh, okay. I know. Okay, now I see what it's gathered. Tens across.
Out of the pool. Well,
thank you.
Tens across. Yes.
Prada, do you still sell?
Do I do what?
Do you make clothes?
Oh, no, sir. I mean, if it's something like cutting up some stuff, I mean, I can probably cut up some stuff, but making clothes, I need to learn, though.
What you need something made? You need something made, Bishop?
Probably soon, yeah.
I know people who sell. 773-778, you're on the air.
What's the
tape? See, you called for him, he came through. What's up, Tom?
Hey, hey, what's going on?
I tried it.
What's up, Joe? What's the tape like?
Y'all want to shake the table?
Hey, we ain't taking no table.
No, I said you came
for
my eyebrows, girl.
I came for your eyebrows.
Yes, you did the first time.
What did I say?
You said it was giving very Mugler. Okay?
I did?
Yes, you did. That's the day that I told you. Also, let me see your clip, and you had on the little chef, you know, uniform doing the ones and twos.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Y'all know I'll be mad, I'll be saying whatever be coming out. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you was coming for me. I thought I was like, oh, girl.
Oh, no. I saw the eyebrows jack the high
chest.
About to not say
a
child. Might as well get that one out.
He's about to give it to a man.
I saw them eyebrows up to heaven, and I said, you know what?
Yes, God.
She thinking about something deep.
Man, I'm still happy.
Well, well, the shade is at least I have eyebrows.
I still don't see this nippleless heifer y'all talking about.
Dude, my eyebrows are sitting over here.
I love Joelle. I thought that was really cute.
It's cute. All the girls are kind. Okay?
It takes a lot to do that.
Girl, it's going to take a lot to lose some of that, too. No shade.
It takes a lot to look like a geisha on purpose. Chef
Boyardee, baby, and get chopped.
Okay.
Okay, you're not worried. You seem bothered in that video, boo.
No, I don't.
Don't try to do me.
Child, I'm not doing that. I really not.
Okay.
Your eyebrows are Jackie Jesus.
I love you down.
Your eyebrows are Jackie Jesus. You wear more paint than my sister. And your Rainbow Coalition.
Contacts, yeah. Eyebrows
are
always done.
So not doing that today.
That body.
Yes,
wrong.
We
are.
No, we not. I can tell you
your
we
ass
not.
Is your ass and your tits are your tits, okay? And we know that. We know that. Sit down.
I haven't heard a good read since Mika
Thank
and Tiffany.
You was over there out of breath giving me old way, baby. They said chopped. No, ma'am.
Hold on while I stack another brick on this. I'm sorry. The wall was building up. I didn't know what
was
going on.
Yeah, are you that or no?
I didn't know what was going on at the time.
Give
I'm
me a hug and
building
just, walk,
my brick
just,
wall.
Just walk across the runway. Give me a hug. It's okay.
Really?
And I wipe my face on your shirt. No pain.
Yeah, I know. No, that's not
no
what
pain.
I'm doing. No. You will not have half a fashion fair on my
natural.
I'm not going to have that.
You know what? No, hold on. Since you brought that up, no tino shade. You know what does the skin good? Aloe vera, the plant. You go buy it, apply it on your skin, and vitamin E oil. That's all it gives.
True.
Yeah. Am I the only one that looking at Mika's eyebrows because they look like the lady off the wheel?
Normally, when people say, "Am I the only one?" You normally are the only one.
What?
But
they look like the,
that,
they look like the witch. They look like
her?
The witch eyebrows off the whiz.
Why are y'all reading that lady?
She got some thick ass eyebrows.
She be coming for everybody else, but then
see,
she don't
this
want
the
to
reason why. This the reason why the girls can say what they say, because they say y'all get sick. Y'all sick the girls on girls every time, and now look at y'all. Y'all done turned on that little polar fat little girl. She sitting up there with her motherfucking crawfish.
Wait, bite your tongue. Because you're saying we as in plural, and there are a couple of people on this phone that have not said anything.
Nobody ain't turned on Mika.
Don't do that. Be nice to that lady.
Well, I didn't use Mika from the beginning because she was
like
a little social climber, and she always wanted to chime in on everything. Like, girl, sit down, please.
I like Mika. I don't know what y'all talking about. I like her big eyebrows.
Of course you would like her.
I didn't say nothing about Mika Jackson.
That's not just offensive.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't never know.
Right, I don't know what you're talking about.
Why the girls want to read?
As far as I know, Mika's still taking a test, so.
Child, she's been
taking a test for like an exam.
Bitch, is you trying to go for a government job? Because, bitch, you're taking that picture for now.
Taking, girl.
Girl.
Wait, y'all talking about Jamaica?
Yes.
I'm going to keep it real. I miss Naima.
Yeah, but Naima did.
You have
that's
Naima's
for
phone number.
Reasons.
Yes. You have Naima's. You have Naima's phone number. And if Naima wanted to reach out to you, she would. So
hey, but you know what, though? You know what, though? April Fools.
Oh,
miss that heifer.
You
too late for the April Fools. That one ain't, we not buying that. When you actually do miss Naima.
I miss Naima. I miss hearing Naima on the show.
Mama miss that meat.
Ooh. How can I miss something I ain't never, ever had?
They
don't want
a brain.
Oh, shape.
I used to want, but don't want. I used to thirst, but I'm no longer thirsty.
Lowered expectations.
Why do girls want me to read you, Dev? They want me to read you. I'm not going to do that to her. That's my sister.
Who wants you to do that?
One of the fake profiles just said, read your big ass.
I don't want to say it's not a thing.
They want you. I guess they don't use you, but I'm not going to do that. You press one and read her.
Who wants you to read this?
Right, which one of the avatars wants you to
read? You can't use something that's already used up.
I'm going to fuck you up.
Mother.
God fucking commit.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Bitch, blood on the dance floor.
Yes, that was my favorite song, Michael Jackson.
You can't read something that's already used up.
Y'all so silly. We're going to take a commercial break and be right back. Just use a coil. Not just use a crowd.
Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi presents Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th, in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, One Twister, must team up with the Butch Queen and Drag for Vogue Femme. Mini grands include Open to All Runway for $500. Fan Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200. Female Figure Realness for $200. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th. And $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday, and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to All Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Runway for $250. Open to All Face for $250. Realness as a house for $250. And Performance as a house for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m., and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include the icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information. Saturday, April 12th, 2014 in Miami, Florida. Trigger Ebony, Cliff Ebony, and Tamika Levin present the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your grand prize, Lip Sync Production as a House,
for $1,000. Open to All Realness for $200. Open to All Perfect 10 for $250. Sponsored by Antonio Blahnik. Best Dressed Spectator for $150. European Runway for $150. Female Figure Performance for $100 plus a $10 pot. Female Figure Face with an over pump for $100. And for you virgins, Virgin Vogue for $100 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th in Miami, Florida, the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your admission will be $30 all night. Doors open at 5 p.m., award ceremony at 6:30, so be on time. Your commentators will be the icon Selvin Mizrahi and Willow 007. Your DJ, Jubilee Ebony. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th. For more information, visit Facebook's event page. The first annual Florida People's Choice Awards Ball.
Has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminist Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop, schoolboy versus pretty boy versus thug for $999. Mini grands include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banji Cunt versus Up and Drag Realness for $500. Realness as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and R.J. Balenciaga. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th. The Purge.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, presented by Father Amp Lovin and Father Bam Bam Ebony, Saturday, June 14th in Richmond, Virginia. Your grand prizes include Open to All Best Dress for $1,000, Open to All Perfect 10 for $1,000, European Runway versus All American for $1,000. Femme Queen Face for $1,000. And Femme Queen Performance for $1,000. Mini grants include Performance for $500. Legendary Performance for $500. Open to All Legendary Runway for $500. Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500. Butch Queen Twisters for $500. Open to All Legendary Realness for $500. Butch Queen and Drag Face for $500. And Father vs. Father for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, Saturday, June 14th. Your location, Stateland in Richmond, Virginia. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Father Amplaven on Facebook or Father Bam Bam Ebony on Facebook, or visit Facebook's event page dated June 14th, the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia.
Is it all?
Shalom.
Yeah. Anyway, the boy in the picture isn't here.
Why is, you know what, I'm just done with the rum for the night. Justin, can you take your picture down, please?
What?
That picture in the rum, can you take it down?
You put your picture up, Jason.
That is not my picture.
Girl. That's all I would say.
I don't know who that's going to satisfy, but...
Ew.
That does...
What the fuck?
That looks like somebody... Let me be quiet.
You can massage somebody's womb.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
So,
that's not
a lot of the girls want all this big meat, but can't handle the big meat and be painting.
How you know, Bishop?
Okay.
Says painting.
I just know.
You just know.
You just know how you know, Bishop.
You see that the girls
paint
too?
So I'm just confused at how you would know if the girls be taking all this big meat and they can't take it.
Mr. Man, okay. I'm going to need you to start pressing one and blocking your number, calling in here with a fake voice or something, because I'm not going to keep asking Bishop all this stuff and make him think that I'm asking these questions.
Right, because you know she
Mr.
gets you.
Mr. Man, okay.
Call
Mr.
in,
Man,
press
Mr.
1.
Mr. Man wants to know if you've ever been topped by two trannies.
Oh,
bitch.
My God.
At one time.
Don't do it. Don't you do it like that.
Titties
don't
on the knees,
do
titties
it like
on top.
That. Oh, come on, double penetrated. Yes.
Don't you do it like that. Yes, I have.
No way.
like both of them in your booty at the same time?
Girl, that'd be weird.
No, what the fuck? Hell no.
Okay, because I was going to say, damn, that's a lot of bees, big bitch.
Okay, they be just wearing you. Bam, 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 bam.
Ew.
That's just disgusting.
Okay, so not both of you at one time. They just gang banged it all. Okay.
I'll throw the train ride.
Okay, one in the front, one in the back. Word.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
This was that he be
both
throwing that boy pussy back.
Oh, shit.
Throw that boy pussy. Throw
both of them came real quick.
I believe.
That sounds like a movie that I would leave on the shelf at the video store.
You don't like to have the boy pussy thrown back?
When I tell you, it is now 1 o'clock, just since nobody else wants to call in and talk about Tabloid Tuesday, you know that at a certain time we switch it up and we turn it into Butch Queen Hour. And I'm going to start off with, when I tell you there is nothing like walking into the barbershop and you hear pop that boy pussy.
Oh, my God.
In a barbershop.
Wait,
this
is the barbershop you went to that place that boy pussy?
Well, hold on.
I don't go there anymore.
This is the hit, though. This is the hit. Was any of them bumping their head and bobbing their head to it? And he hit the bar.
Yes.
or any of the ones that were bobbing their head to him cute.
I was told that barbers are the most DL men.
They are.
I would have to agree.
Rubbing their bird all on your thigh and all on your back just to cut some hair. Bitch, your ass ain't got to be that damn close.
I remember a comedian said he was in a barber shop one day and the man kept on rubbing his dick against him and his balls. He just stopped massaging it. He said, ever since then, I've been getting a free haircut.
So, no. And they always got to have jogging pants on. Bitch, you ain't got to always your motherfucking pants. All your motherfucking jeans ain't out the door, bitch.
Well,
you know, I live in Chicago, honey.
Baby, they want you to feel that meat on your shoulder when they do
yes,
that line.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you live in that city where they eat ass on the street, so that's, I guess that's nothing new.
Shoot. In Baltimore, D.C., they be doing that shit, Jason.
I've never seen nobody in Baltimore or D.C. getting their ass ate out on a public sidewalk.
Maybe you just don't go to the place that bishop goes to.
Oh, I don't go to the place. I'm safe.
Yeah, okay.
You newly saved, bitch.
Yeah, you newly saved. You still got some work to do.
Okay. You bubba-bashi.
You got to go back to that altar a few times. Don't act
like it.
Give
it about 6 months. Give it about 6 months, then you can say you saved. But right now, you newly saved. You can, one
six
slip
months.
Up, all you got is going to be one slip up, and you back out there. But anyway, my first question for tonight is, well, this is my question. I don't know what you all have, and I don't know what the call it is. On Saturday, I went out with my friend and a couple of his friends. And one of my friend's friend's boyfriend was like a real chatterbox. It had like a nasty kind of snobbish attitude. So we were just sitting around talking, waiting until we were going to go see Noah's Ark. So we were just sitting around talking and stuff, and he was just like, just kept being rude or flip at the mouth. So then all of a sudden, something just go. I wish I had a sound effect for it, but I don't. But he got smacked out of his feet and out of his shoes and his shirt, basically, and was like, bitch, I didn't even swing. And it kind of threw me by surprise because I was like, oh, well, damn, do I get up? Do I help him? Do I say something? Because I was just in shock because I was like, well, bitch, if you say something, he might smack your neck. So my question is, what do you do when you're out in a date situation and the people that you're with get into a fight, a domestic violence situation? Do you ignore it? Do you get involved in it? What do?
Girl, my name is Wish, I ain't in that mess, and I'm a woman.
Oh. do you pull out your phone and yell, World Star?
Hey, being that I've been around a couple of
friends do that
of,
shit, too. You know, friends, well, not friends, but friends that you think are friends do some shit like that, and they like that, and they don't.
This is the weird situation of the whole thing. I'm pretty sure, because I remember when you hit me up and you told me about it, Jason, the weird part about it is you're in a place where, especially if are both of the people both mutual friends of yours, or is one person exclusive your friend?
Well, the person that I was with, we kind of sort of, I was with A, put it that way. I was with my A, and we was going out with some of his friends. So this was the first time I was meeting these people.
Okay. Well, see, the thing about it, you never know what type of situation they have. You never know. They might be the type of couple that gets together and fights. Some couples are like that. You know what I'm saying? They fight, they carry on, they do all of that, but yet and still they're going to be together regardless of whatever goes on. I've been around them. It's the craziest bullshit in the world, but some girls do that. Now, you know, my thing is, if it's somebody that I know and I'm around it, like if say if we're real good friends or whatever, and this is your lover, your lover brought home and hit you, the type of person I am, the type of nigga I am, and I have to say that because, you know what I'm saying, you catch me in that wrong mood, that's probably what you're going to get, and we're going to be rolling. Because I don't go for that. But if it's a situation where I don't know the girl and she just whatever, I'd be like, oh, well, I'm just glad it ain't me. You know what I'm saying? You know, just being real talk, you know?
You know, I can remember when Alexis was on here one time. We was kind of like talking about something like this. And Alexis had said, and it made so much sense. Because I've been in predicaments where I've had friends around me and female friends around me that, you know, that do hit them. And the thing is, the minute you want to hit the motherfucker and you hit them,
right,
you wrong.
This dude in Texas just got killed. This lady and her baby daddy were outside fighting, and he went out there to try to help her, get him off of her. They turn around, come back, and shoot up the dude's house, and he gets killed. So, like, dead-ass serious. Like, you know, sometimes you have to really choose wisely how you're going to approach those situations, because what you might call as helping them, they might turn around and just come back and totally, you know, take it to a whole other level that it really didn't need to be. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I wouldn't even get involved. I'd be like, that'd be the last time I go out with their ass.
That's my final answer, because if I end up getting involved, I'm going to knock cuz head off. My friend, my best friend, he get this, you know, he can be gay, whatever. And, I mean, I see him get hit like that. I'm going to knock cuz head off. But the thing is, at the end of the day, my friend might call the police on my ass and say, like, he hit my friend. I'm like, okay, so that's why I don't get involved in it at all.
Okay. At all.
After my fourth time doing it, and I got thrown out the club for the fourth time, no, I don't do it no more. Mm-hmm. I grew up.
Well,
I
know that if I'm ever getting attacked or get slapped around some of y'all, I am. We ain't friends no more.
But this is the thing. If I know you're not gonna go back. That's the thing. If I know for a fact that you're not going to go back to them, then okay, fine.
Okay, you going to get me to put my hands on this dude and we going to go balls up and fight or whatever, and then you the next week y'all back in love and I can't come over your house because I done beat the shit out of him. At the end of the day, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to be honest.
Right.
Like, if you really get me
right
worked up, I'm going to
shit. I did that
it depends on the friend.
It
depends on the type of friend. It depends on the type of friend. I can say it like that because you got friends that were like, yeah, you're going to ride or die for me. You're going to be there for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be there for you. We gonna lock together. But the thing is, at the end of the day, it gotta be that certain friend that's like that. That if anything happened, if he hit me, girl, or if he hit me, I hope gonna follow up, and we gonna let him know.
Shit. Ain't no way.
It depends on the friend. It depends on the friend.
Like I said, if I know you ain't going to do it, if I know your goofy ass ain't going to go back, because that was the problem. No, that was the problem. Those fucking times I got thrown out the club because I was in the middle, because I'm looking at this fool, he got drunk, and he started hitting on one of my friends. So he started hitting the boy, and I'm sitting there like, you really going to let him sit there and hit you like that? So I sit around and got into a fight. So I'm the one that gets thrown out the club for it. And I'm like, okay, they took security over there coming over there. Bitch, and I'm sitting around here looking a fucking fool because I'm the one getting thrown out the club. Everybody trying to tell security, but security ain't trying to hear that shit. Now, this shit done happened like three fucking times to me. And I sit around and said, now, the fourth time that happened, I'm like, okay, you just really going to keep going back. Well, you don't understand or whatever. I'm like, bitch, no.
Hold on. When you got put out, did that friend pay it? Did that friend pay it and just went on about it, their business? Because I would have had a very, very serious situation.
No,
because
I came with her. So since I came with her, I didn't give a fuck. But it's one of those things like, okay, well, bitch, I'm not going to do that.
We're going to have a friendship clause that say, I ain't fighting none of your battles, bitch. No, man.
Exactly.
I mean, in certain situations, okay, if this is my sister, my duty, or whatever, if Bishop was saying my ride or die, or whatever, and I'm going to be honest, like, some of my dates in the past they've been taller, they've been bigger, they've been stronger, whatever, they've been straight-up niggas. So at the end of the day, we going to have to really fight. We're going to have to roll. So at the end of the day, I just want to make sure, I kind of concur with Devin. I want to make sure this bitch is going to be, we going to be ready to roll together.
Yeah, exactly.
Because now I look like
that. You did the right thing. You paid it. You got your drink. And you said, oh, I'm going to see y'all guys later.
Now, if it's a bitch that I don't know, I'm going home. My girl, I'm sorry.
Well,
see,
it's different for y'all men. Y'all men, I'm a woman. I ain't getting involved in all that bullshit.
If one of your sisters got into it, whatever, you don't think you would help her?
No, baby, if she one of my sisters, I carry myself as a lady at all times, and I ain't doing none of that bullshit.
And that's exactly what when Alexis was talking about that situation one episode on the show, she's talking about that. It could be your family. Your family, y'all, your blood, be your sister like a motherfucker. And, y'all, you end up beating the shit out of cuz because he hit
on your
sister. And, yeah. Your sister turned her back on your ass and tell the police, oh, yeah, he hit him. You know, you
that
never know.
That's too good.
Okay, so now we're going to move on from that one because we could be talking about that one all day long. We lost mother. I guess my father came home.
And knocked the shit out of her off the phone.
And so that's what we're here to talk about. We're here to intervene for London.
I told you to get off that fucking phone.
She knocked
you get off the bloody fucking phone, bitch. What the fuck are you on the fucking phone for, bitch? Every time I come here, you're on the fucking phone.
He knocked her into an English accent.
Hey.
Bitch, I'm not going to have that anymore.
The next topic that I had was that why is there, actually it was a continuation from like last week, because we were getting into labels and stuff that we had never even heard of, like pig bottom and
you never heard of it?
And no, I had never heard of a pig bottom. I'm sorry. That's
what the
like,
fuck is a pig bottom? It makes
exactly.
Sense.
Ooh. Ooh.
She said that with all that Maybelline. I bet you that was what she was talking about, too.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Yes,
no, bitch, that's cake icing. Let's move on.
No,
what
not.
Was you saying, Jason?
RJ had brought it up last week, and I told him to say it for this week. Was when we were trying, we found a definition of what a power bottom was, and then apparently a pig bottom is, I guess from the definition that RJ posted, a pig bottom would be a bottom that can take multiple partners at one time, because you know how pigs are greedy. So I guess that's what. A pig. RJ, if you're still listening, you can repost it. But I'm assuming that's what a pig bottom is. But my question is, what was the question I wrote down? I gotta find it. I think the question that I had, because I don't have my notes in front of me, is what do you consider yourself, or what do you label yourself, or do you not label yourself? And you just do the things that you do. But, like, or do you get offended when you meet someone and then, like, the first 10 minutes of the conversation, they already asking you Are you a top? Are you a bottom? You versatile? Are you a versatile top? Are you a versatile bottom? Do you like three midgets and a donkey?
Oh, basically what I was talking about last time. When the hell did you start telling people about these fetishes?
Yeah, fetishes.
Y'all gonna make
you talking about what do I tell them?
And chop y'all.
What you said? What
like,
do
I
tell
know,
them?
Like, yes, it's like I know Joel. Me and Joel had a conversation, and Joel let me know that he's a furry. That he likes
what? You the what? Oh, girl.
He's a furry. He likes.
Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Like,
I'm a what? Hold on, baby. Clear it up for Devin.
What is a furry?
A furry,
whatever. He
what
likes
is that?
Fluffy stuff. He likes to dress up like a bunny rabbit.
Bitch, you got the nerve?
Yes, baby. Okay.
Bitch,
I expect my apology by the end of the night.
What?
I've never even heard of that.
Okay, a boy rabbit or a girl rabbit?
Don't matter.
A girl rabbit with Mac makeup. Okay.
I don't understand, bitch.
Why she got
understand.
The high version of Peter Cottontail?
No, hold on, Justin, don't do it because you was over here, so you know nobody was dressed as nobody got his damn rabbit. Okay.
You got the Peter Rabbit version Thank of the high playing in the background.
Okay, Winnie the Pooh, sit down.
You know what, Jason, your question.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna let you know your questions have a nigga thinking like shit. Be really, really having a nigga thinking.
It was my question, bitch. Motherfucker.
Well, okay. Well, your question got me thinking. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry.
Don't do me like that.
It was Jason. It was Jason. My bad.
Oh, my God. Now we got a Sean. Let me.
So, like, okay, can we finish the question?
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting on y'all.
The question was, do you, okay, there's no labels, that's what it is. To me, there's no labels, you don't label yourself. A pleaser is a pleaser, whatever you do in the bedroom, to please the person that you're with is what you do.
There has to be a limit,
like you're not doing no pissing, none of that crazy stuff.
Well, this is my thing, I have grown to know when it comes down to gay men, to... I don't listen to what they first tell me because a lot of them, they have a lot of conceived notions. Like, a lot of people, when they first deal with me or they see me or whatever, depending on what mood I'm in, some people can think I'm a bottom, which I'm not a total bottom. That's just not whatever, whatever. I like to feel people out. I like to see where people are at, and I have to actually feel it. I have to feel it for somebody to even think about letting somebody, you know, get that, get that boy pussy. I can't do all of that.
Oh.
You know, I just no. I'm just not one of them that's like, okay, I'm a bottom, or I'm this, I'm that. It's just whatever I'm feeling for the moment and what I feel like with you. You know, what I might feel, just as an example, what I might feel for Jason, I might not feel for the next person. Or right, what I might feel for Joel might be
mm-hmm.
the I feel, that's how I do. I don't do all them titles and shit like that. I'm too old for that
right.
bullshit.
Exactly.
Them, you know, and I'm going to let you know something. I used to get mad at them titles. But, I mean, like you said, there come a time when you grow up, you grow out of that shit, and you really don't give a fuck what people think with you sexually. A lot of people say, okay, oh, Bishop is a power bottom. Bishop loves titties on his back. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, if you been with me, if you've been with me recently, honestly, I've been topping.
Okay.
And the thing is, no matter what, if the person likes what they like, and I'm with a person that likes, you know, to top. They like the top. Then yeah, okay. We can work on this. We can work around it. We can work on it. My thing is, at the end of the day, man, shoot, I'm there. If I'm doing something sexual with a person, I'm just all in. You know, sky's the limit. But I'm not doing no pissing or shitting on nobody or somebody shitting on me or pissing
right.
on me.
Oh, my Lord.
My goodness.
I've had that before, and...
Oh, wow.
Girl.
Ew.
The comment.
Hey, hold on. Are we in the hour where the lines go off? Because don't say that, because
no,
somebody's
going
to use that against you.
Girl, I mean, you can use it against me or what? I mean, girl, you come at me talking about some peeing and some pissing and pooting and shit like that. The conversation is over. We ain't got nothing to talk about.
Right.
I thought you said you did it. No, girl, I've had those situations happen before where people are asking me or trying to holler at me about shit like that.
Cause
I ain't about that. The troll profiles are listening.
And they will take it tip for
tat.
They'll take it tip for tat. They'll tell the wrong information.
When I get off this phone, I'm going to bed in my place.
Okay.
My thing about it is, if what you went to, just let me know ahead of time.
Yeah.
Don't pull
out
no
surprise. What if they tell you in the heat of the moment?
They're not telling me shit in the heat of the moment.
They're not telling me in the motherfucking heat of the moment. Because first of all, okay, this is number one. We are going to have a conversation on the first day about sex. Bitch, take
on
it to
the first day.
Yes.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Yes, because, bitch, I'm not going to have no surprises, bitch, when you come over. And I had that shit. Bitch, I'm in my 30s. Bitch, if y'all can't have a decent conversation about sex without y'all trying to swap pictures and do shit and do this and do that, bitch, that's on you. I learned how to contain myself. Bitch, I'm going to ask you how you get down. I'm going to ask you what you like. I need to know that by accident you ain't going to come over and I'm fucking some shitty ass or something because you said you like the smell of some other shit or you like getting peed on or you like eating this or you like eating that or whatever it is. You got to tell
exactly.
me up front.
There's an echo.
They go to
tell
echo
me
again.
Here, tell me now why we here, why we talking.
Oh.
If you like
Amen.
To dress up like pink bunny rabbits and hop around on meat, from meat to meat, get a pig bottom, then, bitch, hey, that's all you
hey, is Protestant on here?
Good.
But you going to tell me now.
Is Protestant on here?
I don't know if I would say all of that, Jason. That ain't none of your business until we, unless we, I mean,
okay,
depends
on
the situation.
Day, no,
are we talking about... Are we like, I'm on Jack and you hit me up and we having a conversation and we trying to do the hookup? Or are we talking about we just trying to get to know each other?
You can use Jack. Hell, you can use Facebook. If you like these groups that we all belong in on Facebook, somebody will hit you. They see your comments in the room and they like your post a couple of times and finally they get up the nerve to inbox you. And 10 minutes into the conversation, they already talking about, so you're top, you're bottom, you like this,
getting
you like
blocked.
That.
Well,
that depends on what
this, room. This is my thing. My thing also, people use stuff to their advantage also. And depending on who you, they can be sexy as hell. And then on top of that, I ain't going to lie, in the gay world, people that have had you talk, they talk because most of the time when they talk about you or they say they've been with you or had you, most of the time they're drunk or high.
What?
And the thing is, that's what scares me a lot of times.
I think he's trying to say that fags have a tendency to run their mouths about you, about what they've done with you when they have drunk. And I mean, no shade, you have sat with your girlfriend and the girl like, ooh, he's fag,
no.
And you're like, oh, bitch, I had him. It's not really that terrible.
The only thing that I might say is, ooh, I hate to go over here because his piece is like, ooh. But then I don't do that because, it's the same thing,
But
to me, it's the same thing.
That's one of the main things that actually scare folks, especially like me. I mean, of course, you guys know a couple of things about me, but if you was to really look at the picture and see what really, really happened in that room after that person that has had me and said they had me just to be funny or, be cute, because most of the time it's just to be cute, and say you, oh, I had him or whatever, you know, it's like a, you know, okay, yeah, like a motivator for them, you know, and the thing is, at the end of the day, when you look at it, you know, you setting yourself back way more, because now a lot of dudes probably won't trust you because they've heard that you've talked about dudes after you've had sex with them. I mean, everything should be kept in the privacy of your bedroom or the privacy of their bedroom, period. No
but
matter
you
if you
have
all have bad terms.
You warn your friends, though. You have everybody sit here have a tendency to warn their friends. You may have been young when you did it, but you definitely told somebody if somebody painted you or not, or painted your sheets or something because one of your friends thought they was kind of cute.
It was a rumor. It was not a rumor.
Friends don't date my don't date the people I'm dating.
That don't mean that y'all ain't had. I'm
See,
not
that's
talking
a,
about
that's
people that you dated. I'm talking about pieces that you done, miscellaneous free will pieces, charitable donations, as I would like to call them.
You said sinful donations?
I said charitable donations.
Maybe.
Jason?
Oh, Brad, I'm sorry, I'm doing something.
Oh, girl.
What? Donations, bitch? I don't pay for nothing. I'm not even paying
I'm not saying
attention.
That. I'm saying... Have you sat with your friends? You actually had a boy. One of your sisters, one of your friends, you saw the boy again, and your sister said, oh, he's fine, or your brother said, oh, he's fine, and you gave him the dirt. You ain't give him all the dirt about what you did, but you let him know this was not worth the dirt that you, you know, for him running up behind the boy.
Then you know that's, then you know it was something going on, and something that was, that involved madness, or you know, something in that period happened. Something happened in that period. Something bad happened in that period to the point where they mad at you about something.
No, Bishop, I'm saying if your fucking sex was lame, I told my sister that your sex was lame.
Oh yeah, okay, I have done that. So.
Bitch, if I told your sister that you shitted on my sheets, bitch, I'm telling my sister that you shitted on my sheets.
Yeah.
Your dick stink, bitch. I told my sister that your dick stink, bitch. That type of shit. You have
yeah,
girls
I agree. I have done that before.
Yeah,
but I mean, if you were throwaway, if you were thought, then like I mean, of course you're gonna get that type of dirt.
Right. It's still gonna be some girls that's gonna be thirsty enough to run up behind them or something. But I mean, girl, that's on you.
Yeah, but that's the thing though. That's what makes it real bad, because you telling your girlfriend this, you telling your best friend this, your best friend wants to turn the T and run their mouth off like, oh yeah, just like you ran your mouth off about me.
I think that's a different thing. I think the conversations that I have with my sisters or my Judy's or whatever, those are those conversations, because those are real conversations to me. You know what I'm saying? If my sister about to go over Trade House or whoever house, and the boy case is lame or the whatever, I'm going to give her that dirt, because that's GP dirt. You know what I'm saying? Not saying there's anything wrong with it, not that even it really cares, but at the end of the day, you know, that's just stuff you give up. You know what I'm saying? Because it really didn't matter. Now, if it was a date, if it was your boyfriend, ex-boyfriend or something.
Oh, no, I'm not telling that.
Bitch, I'm probably going to put you in your throat.
I don't
agree.
But no, I mean, like, girl, random girls, like, back in the day, me and my sister used to, me and my sister used to have a conversation, like we used to compare party line dates and shit. Like, we'd be like, oh, girl, you talk, oh, that's the girl that lived yada, yada, yada. She
the girls do
blah,
the same
blah,
thing.
Blah.
The girls be on BGC and Adam over each other's house.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
they'll all be on it together, and they ask me, ask who is so-and-so or whatever. You girl, hey.
I mean, you do things like that. Like if my friend, like I have friends that will hit me up. I mean, and I think that my friends, we only do that as safety precautions. Like, okay, child, I'm on Adam and just da-da-da-da-da. Because we do it. To be like, okay, child, we do it just to be safe. Like, okay, did you or didn't you? I mean, but in certain situations, like, for instance, I went to a party, and I went to a party and I was there, and it was like a group of guys, like a group of people sitting around having a conversation. My middle name is Malik. Two of the people that were, one of the dudes that was sitting in this group with these guys, they were talking, and they were actually talking about me, and they didn't even know that I was sitting right there. And only one of them and I had ever done anything, but I wanted to see how far this was going to go and what they were going to say. And the person that I did something with, I think they initially started the conversation, because when I came and sat down, they were already talking. So when I sat down, they continued to talk, and they was like, yeah, we went out to eat and da-da-da-da-da. And mind you, I was only with one of these people once, but all four of them had a different story of how they had me. So I'm getting in, and I'm like, oh, my God, this person sounds like a real fucking slut.
Yes, what you better have a round-the-world experience.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was like, oh, shit. So then they was like, what's his name? And they was like, oh, his name was Malik. And I was like, Malik. And I was like, okay. And I was like, what he looked like? And they was like,
oh, that's your throwaway name, Jason Malik.
If three niggas talking about you, you got some good pussy.
So I was like, so what do he look like? And he was like, he's tall, he red. I was like, tall and red. He was like, is he about my height? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, go on. So then I was like, so he's tall, he light-skinned, he kind of looked like me. And then the dude was like, yo, what's your name? And I was like, oh, I'm the person that you slept with, but you don't know who I am?
There you have it.
And that's where he probably got real fucked up.
And then we not talking about you. We talking about another Malik. And I was like, okay, another Malik.
Okay.
347-278
on the air. I used to believe that freaks of a feather, you know, should stay together and keep their shit within themselves. But
tell us all about it.
I think we all have those stories where we, you know, do something with somebody and, you know, it's like the unspoken code where you like, you know, don't tell nobody or keep this between us. But then
exactly.
We go to our friends and we, you know, we spill it a little bit and shit like that. But I once, this nigga I used to talk to, we broke up or whatever, we stopped talking. But then I had a threesome, and a few weeks later was in the club and seeing the nigga I used to talk to hugged up with this nigga, and I was like, I called him later. I was like, that was your boyfriend you was with? He was like, yeah. I was like, how long y'all been together? And he was like, oh, like 6 months. And I was like, you know, y'all got an open relationship or whatever? He was like, nah. And I was like, well, I was like 2 weeks ago, I had a threesome with him. So, and I don't know if it broke them up, but I felt bad about doing it, but because I felt I was violating the freak code. But
exactly.
On the other hand, I felt that because we were still friends, I was looking out for him, letting him know that if this is somebody that you're seeing exclusively, this is how he's getting down. So it kind of, you know, it's an iffy game. It's an iffy game. I guess it depends on.
It come more in the revenge. You right, man. Sometimes we have a tendency to tell people that.
Because I didn't have nothing against either one of them. I was just trying to look out for the dude, but I still feel like I violated the freak code. So
ain't nothing wrong with a little sloppy toppy.
But yeah, that's my story.
I'm trying to be a future co-host.
That's how I'm going to end my story. Every time I call in, I'm going to end my call. I'm going to end my call with, I'm trying to be a future co-host.
Ty, we don't have future co-hosts. If you understand,
I'm trying to be a future co-host.
We don't have future co-hosts. If you want to sit on the show, you press 1 at the top of the hour, and you say you would like to sit with me. and you say you would like to sit.
Well,
let me just
end my call like that. I'm trying to be a future caller.
Well,
you know, Granny say y'all could go ahead and put me back on mute. And I'm going to say I'm trying to be a future co-host. I don't know if
well,
you trust
you.
It's a key in his voice.
He sounds like that.
He ain't trying to be a future co-host. Apparently,
girl, you're trying to get red tonight, ain't you?
No, he does sound like, girl.
Apparently, he got some tea. And that's why he's trying to be a future co-host.
T-O-O, Vincent.
Just say that you guys may know him.
I know who it is. And
yeah, that's Ty from the chat room. We know who that is. That's Black Ty that thinks he's sexy from the chat room with the fingernail. Well, I don't know what color fingernail polish it is this week, but that's Black Ty from the chat room.
Not talking like that with gold fingernails.
Yes, gold fingernail polish.
Yeah, blue a couple months ago. Don't forget.
Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I love
really
his voice.
His
voice gets thin.
I'm up here thinking I'm talking to a Bravo. Go ahead.
Yes, Ty was getting Bishop hot. Let me find out.
Yes,
ow! Yeah.
You
caught
it.
Like,
it ain't all 10 points, baby.
See, y'all missed the skirt.
Thanks.
Bill Case got moister than ducking hands.
I'm ready.
Ty, something you want to say to Bishop? Is there something you want to say to Bishop, Ty?
Nothing other than I got pictures of his ass. So.
Everybody got pictures of that. TMZ. Now you ain't
Bishop.
Know.
I got, but Bishop, wait. But I got pictures of Ty Dick. So I mean, you know, we can go tip for tat.
I tried.
You
I
got pictures. Hold on.
Picture,
you got pictures
figured,
of him painting
I
his nails.
I figured it was probably put
shit.
In somebody archives. But I deleted that picture.
Oh, no, it's in my inbox. Don't work me.
That's why I said I know it made it to somebody's archives, but I ain't scared.
And Justin, if you don't have it, I sure got it.
Okay. I ain't scared.
I don't make no.
I'm well aware of what I put out there. I ain't scared.
You trick off on your threesomes. Everybody got pictures of your meat. You just in a bad way.
It is cute.
It's cute. But them fingernails and that black polish knot. Thank you, Ty.
Oh, my God. I came with y'all.
Y'all will not.
Ty sound like a cool dude, though, man.
I mean, he is. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, he cool. He got a chat line, but he'll make a girl put on her clothes up at 3 o'clock in the morning and try to go get a piece.
No.
I ain't never let nobody make me do that.
The best voice we've ever heard on this radio show was the dude that called in on Kelly's show one night. I think his name was Buck.
Oh, yeah.
The one that said it was like 6'4" and stuff like that.
Baby,
yes,
Buck told all the secrets,
yes.
Baby.
Okay,
yes,
y'all
Buck.
Going by voice. Y'all ever seen him?
Nah, we were just,
live in New York, so no, I haven't seen him.
Girl, when he started telling about what the girls do, and I said, you, they do that?
Man. Probably look like a monster.
That don't mean nothing.
That probably does.
That don't mean nothing.
Right. You trying to have standards. Stop trying to put standards on these people. I hate when gay people put
standards.
As long as you look like a monster, they'll take
it. Right. Hey, these people ain't got no fucking morals. This way.
Pretty hurt.
Bitch, in a bathhouse, everything is pitch black. Bitch, you don't know what meat you got in you.
Don't ask me about bathhouses. Ask J-Rock about them.
I ain't got to ask J-Rock about that. Why are you trying to bring my brother in this?
Okay. You trying it, Bishop?
Right. We don't be asking what you be doing backstage at them pageants. Don't be asking my brother about them bathrooms.
Vice versa, what J Rock be doing after with them pageant film queen?
He's not here to defend
right.
his my brother.
That's what I just
my
said.
Brother is
my brother
not
lost.
Here to defend himself. We will not talk about my little brother tonight.
I love your little brother, man. He's cool as a motherfucker.
He don't do nothing at them pageants. He's a Christian. He's a good boy.
He's a good Christian woman.
Not what Prada said earlier.
He's a good Christian woman.
Earl Jason's still living on that motherfucking good old fashioned. Okay.
He goes to work every day. He pays his bills on time. That's a good Christian boy.
That's
a good Christian woman.
She sound like one
He's
of them people from...
Shut up, my boss.
You will not get up.
Well, gentlemen, if you are listening, well, ladies, gentlemen, and those that are in between, if you are listening from the chat room, you have about 15 minutes before it goes into record mode. And sometimes when it goes into record mode, my good auntie, my mother's sister, she has a tendency of, like, saying, okay, that's it, that's all, good night. So should that happen, I want to thank you all again for listening to Trash Talk Tuesday.
Trash Talk.
I'm going to start meeting you bitches. Fuck I really
you.
Am going to start meeting you bitches. Mind your place.
Sorry,
me. Mind your place.
Trash Talk with the girl. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Again, as
I
was trying to say
like
before,
that.
Before I was so rudely interrupted by the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, should you get disconnected or should the show end, I want to thank you again for tuning in to Trash Talk Tuesday, Tabloid Tuesday, What the Fuck Tuesday, however you like it, Tuesday, / Bush Queen Hour. Make sure you do tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency with the CEO herself, Jasmine Couture, where we will be talking about this, that, and anything else that pops up or comes out, like bags and...
No!
Vaginas. So,
click clacks.
With that being said, thank you, and the show continues.
Moan the man away.
Yes, Gord.
Mm-hmm. Renee, you want to get muted, bitch? Our ancestors would slap the shit out of you and break you down in tears to see all of this. Girl.
See all of what?
I guess to see y'all shaking y'all boy. That to see y'all shaking y'all boy pussies.
Okay, Jason, what tea you been drinking
tonight?
Girl,
got
let
a
me say this. Okay, girl, first of all, the people who... Let me let it go. I can't let it go tonight. I'm going to let
I
it go.
Wouldn't, you know what? I wouldn't gag. I wouldn't be surprised if Lord, if Renee is one of y'all.
Just
one of me.
Yeah. Not one of y'all, but one of the regular people that be in the chat room.
Nah, not with that type of hate that she be giving out. Like that, the shit that she be saying, like it don't even like one of the girl type reads. It just be like, what is you giving? Like it's ignorant type, real fish reads.
Right, real asinine ass type reads and shit. I can't.
No friend. You know my thing is, she said I got two gay friends. What the fuck?
Well,
that's,
no, a lot of people think
girl,
that
girl,
they have
two more than
friends,
I got.
That means that they have some type of concordance with all gay people. Like, they, you know, all gay people think alike, or we're all the same or some shit like that or whatever. All of us
well,
are not
like a,
the same.
That was the most ignorant shit you could ever motherfucking
but,
say.
But
I got two
but,
gay
but,
friends.
But,
I'm like, bitch, what powder,
you
what
to
bag you got?
Because that's the same thing that white people say, well, I have black friends.
Because
exactly.
That's the pass that you take, because they, you thought that that's what gave you the pass to say whatever you wanted to say.
Mm-hmm. Or you know all about it or whatever. You can tell all about them or some shit like that.
Right.
Mm-mm. No.
That ain't what it is, girl.
No,
saying,
girl.
You don't know what it's
I
like.
I ain't buying it. I ain't
right.
For
you
know, it.
You ain't, never been, you ain't never had to get chased down the street. You ain't never had to turn around and carry you or never had to hide who you were or none of the other shit that go on with gay people. So having two gay friends don't mean shit. Let them
lick
your hair and your nails like they supposed to do and shut the fuck up.
I wouldn't be worried. If I was real fish, the last thing I'd be thinking about is gay people.
No, that's the first thing I'd be worried about because I want to make sure my man ain't gay.
Well, you know what
I mean, other than that, I mean, that would be it. I wouldn't be concerned, you know.
Just saying like this, I wanted to say to her that she need to, I don't think she get dick at all.
She couldn't.
She can't.
If you sitting in the chat room, in the official barroom blog talk chat,
at 2
reading gays, I mean, girl, what could you be doing? That'd be the last thing I'd be doing. I'd be in the bed with my man.
Bitch, that's some dry pussy, bitch. Ain't nobody got time.
Exactly.
Bitch, ain't nobody going to live and laugh with that shit, child. That's just dry pussy, honey.
I think
nobody finding
girl.
You attractive. What?
I think she a big girl.
That don't mean shit. Big girls get fucked, too, just like
that.
I know
big girls get
more
fucked. Not her. Not her.
Yeah, you would know.
She's the type of person that you
girl,
take out on a date. She the type of person you take out on a date.
We're not gonna have one of our conversations tonight where we gotta start reading each other. We not gonna have one of these because I will win. I'm in the mood.
Child, remember this. I'm gonna tell you this, and I'm only saying it nicely. You will win possibly, but who will hear you win?
Don't matter. I know deep down in my heart that I won, and that's all I need.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Right. So long as you are kind, you are special, you are important. Please fix the echo in your phone, whatever that is.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
Hello. We're still here, honey.
Maybe it ain't the phone. Maybe it's somebody ass. Are y'all sitting down or laying on y'all back or something? Flip over on y'all. Oh, shit.
Oh, and Dale, I want that rematch in Injustice 2.
So, that was...
Boop.
See?
What is going on?
Okay. I'm trying. Joel, say something.
I'm right here.
Are you on speaker?
Hell no, this phone does not have speaker, no shade.
Prada.
Did everybody get dropped?
No, I'm muting people one by one.
Oh.
See what's going on. Dad, say something.
Hello.
Joel, say something.
Yep.
Bishop.
Yeah, I'm on mute. I was muted.
It's not there anymore.
It's not this product phone.
This is, every time we play this game with who phone it is, it's just like playing the game who farted.
Why?
You know what?
Every once in a while, if something that's funny will come out.
I've never played that game, man. That sounds like really nasty. That sounds like a game of a bunch of nasty trades to the ring.
That is.
And,
it is.
And,
who bought it?
Sit around looking at each other.
Okay, there goes the echo again. And Paul Prada is still muted, so.
I'm gagging.
Don't keep taking your phone off speakerphone thinking that after I catch you that you're going to be slick.
Oh.
Whoever you are.
Just take it off,
honey. If you're lazy to hold your phone, then just hang it up.
Then hang it up.
You see, it's not there anymore.
See, because they got put on blast without me saying their name.
Yes, God.
Man, what was you saying, Justin?
About what? Oh, I want that rematch in Injustice. And whoever this child was that walked the Lavin ball in Philly with all his ass, yes, God.
Was it the Lavin ball or was it
the resistance ball or whatever
yeah.
resistance ball? That's what
we
it was.
We talking about the child with the suspenders?
Yes, God.
That look is so disgusting. Did you see the picture, Justin?
But his ass looks great.
I was shout
see
out
the pictures,
to I was shout out to Father Existence. You fine as fuck, Daddy.
Hold on, let me see. Let me show you this girl.
Okay, inbox.
Let me show you this. Hold on.
Somebody kitty not right?
Okay.
Baby, her kitty look nasty.
Now, see, this is what we talking about. We just got to talk about this shit.
What?
Her kitty looks nasty.
And a rematch would imply that it was only one round. You lost, like, five damn rounds.
Wait a minute. No, Devin. I at least won two.
No, you did not.
I did win two.
Yeah, what are y'all giving? What are y'all with that playing for?
Right. I won one with Catwoman. And I won one with Batgirl.
Oh, yeah.
And I won one with Catwoman. Right.
Yeah, you love me.
Hello. Y'all want to go private?
No, I'm saying what I had to say. He lost. We moving on.
Oh.
Because I don't think the listeners want to hear about Dev cheating on the game and stuff.
How the fuck you cheating on the game?
202-560, you're on the air. See, they don't want to hear that.
What's going on?
How's everybody? It's Rodney.
Yes.
Hey, Rodney.
Since y'all brought it up, I just want to come and make a quick shout out really fast and then go back to doing what I'm doing. Congratulations to the House of Prodigy for their house with the most trophies at the ball on this weekend, the Existence Ball, the grand prize winners. Again.
Oh.
And that's it.
Okay.
Hey,
yeah.
Ronnie.
Yes.
I wanted to do a challenge with you.
Oh my God, I bet it's a food challenge.
Please don't let it be.
No, it's a drink challenge.
It's a cinnamon challenge.
The drink challenge?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm listening.
You drink Belvedere?
I drink everything that got an alcohol content to it. What's up?
Over 200.
Hopefully I'll be coming to the Purge. I don't want to do a drink challenge there.
Okay, we're doing shots.
I don't
want to
do a drink challenge.
We can do it however you want to. What you want to drink on?
I mean, you do want to sip over there. That's okay. That's second tier liquor to me. But I'll stoop to your level. That's cool.
Y'all said that like y'all do Don Julio or some shit. This dude,
oh my God.
Do real shit.
I'm not bragging, but
how you gonna do a drink,
I do 1800.
How you gonna do a drink challenge? How you gonna do a drink challenge at a ball?
We can go out somewhere.
We can go out somewhere.
I'm drinking at the Purge from when the door opened to the door closed.
Okay.
I'll be in the car on the way.
And in the hotel
exactly.
room.
On the way, getting dressed, getting relaxed, everything. Yeah, so
right.
I'm gonna be good. Belvedere works for me.
Belvedere,
Three Olives, Sky, Patron, whatever you want to bring, Bishop, and I'll treat you. It's not a problem. All
right. That's what's up.
Child.
I'll be there.
You walking?
So what do the wins? Okay, so what is this
I ain't
challenge?
Walking
What's
shit.
The...
Why? I got a belt.
No, not walking the ball, walking to the ball.
walking down the stairs.
No, I'm not going to walk to the ball.
Okay, wait. Because since you're doing this on the air and you made the challenge, what does the winner get?
Right, Bishop.
Wait a minute, what are the rules,
What are the stipulations?
Right.
Yeah, what are
the rules?
Oh, kind of hard.
Shots for shots.
I'll buy you a new basketball football hat.
Okay, that's cool. What's your team?
You say what's what?
What's your team?
Oh, my team is I'm a Skins fan.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to
meet both of y'all.
Thank you.
I'm a Giants fan, so yeah. I'm an OKC fan.
It's time for me to take y'all to private.
No, he made the challenge. No, I wasn't going to be on the phone that long. I just, you know, he made the challenge. That's cool.
That's a bet.
So what is so what's the first person to pass out, the first person to tap out? What's the rule? What's the rule?
Well, I'll take a picture. I'll take a picture of Bishop drunk sitting in the corner, and I'll put it on in the group.
Justin, look at your joint.
Okay, hold on.
Because that's what it's going to be.
So the loser of this challenge for everyone that's listening, the loser of this challenge is the person that's slumped over in a corner, passed
looking
out.
Looking a fool.
Or walking funny or doing whatever Bishop's going to be doing, that's what the loser's going to
be. Oh, shit.
Okay.
That was a tried event.
Okay.
I'm going to fuck Rodney up.
I got to congratulate Kelly as well while I'm in ballroom mode. Kelly and Camaro for that team realness win in South Carolina. She did go to a ball. She went to South Carolina. She won team realness for $650.
Why did they say they had the battle or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
There probably was a catch, but since they probably walked together, I think it had to be one winner. But because they were teams, I think they were going to split the money anyway, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought somebody had posted up there that they had the battle or something like that. But all right.
Okay.
Congratulations, Kelly. And,
yep.
You know.
I didn't go to any balls this weekend, but I just want to congratulate my house again for another house with the most trophies.
Oh, that's so sweet, I think.
Okay. All right, y'all, put me back on hold.
Thank you, Rodney.
No problem. Rodney and Bishop got a challenge. Okay.
Girl.
That's
That
looks man was here with the
oh
inbox.
Stop it, please. Like Kelly said, stop it, five. Please stop it.
What happened?
Because you don't like it, don't mean somebody else don't like it.
He had like 50,000 stretch marks on there looking like somebody's goddamn.
Justin and Joel, I guess we need to break the rules down to you. If you all want
to
have
let
a
me
private
send it to you,
conversation.
Hold on, let me send it to you, Jason.
Right.
Stop it.
We demanded pictures, man.
Stop it.
Oh.
You know what? We're not going to have these. We're not going to do this today because we care about each other. I know we normally have 60, a
we're going to be drinking old cups at the ball.
There are 60 seconds left until we go into record mode. If we lose anyone in that 60 seconds, thank you for calling.
Almost.
Look at that, Jason.
We're going to be drinking old cups at the ball.
Drinking?
We're going to be drinking old cups. What the hell is this?
It's a DC thing.
Let me see, Justin.
That's a disgusting, shitty-ass mess.
Okay. I'm glad that you're on my side.
I will be posting this picture.
Hold on. Let me send it to Devin since you're playing.
Justin said he would eat it. No
shit. The rum.
Wait.
The picture is now being put up in the rum. The official rum and in a Tea Party rum for those that have not seen the picture.
Y'all are so shady for that.
Let me see.
I didn't try to put him on blast. I sent it to the inbox.
You got a lot of stress marks around your skin.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Girl.
Exactly.
Okay, Justin, it's not letting me save it, so somebody else will have to post it in the room because it's not letting
okay,
me
save
so
it. It don't need to be posted.
Tito posted it already, and bitch, what is this line?
But how did Tito get it?
Oh, my God. Because he's a loser. That's why. Anyway.
I'm not.
First of all, I just say that his booty was, like, really, really high. I ain't going up about it.
Do you see all of that? Oh, my God.
But I'm talking about that line around the back of his neck.
Hold on.
That looked like he got Indian rug burn across the back of his neck.
All I see is ass. I don't see no
and
neck.
And then take, look the fuck up, bitch. Take you
oh, my God.
Look
like she got
copper
burn.
Sometime.
Oh, my God.
You are
what
such
picture
a man
y'all looking at?
The one that Tito Lifeblood posted on there.
Go into the official ballroom.
Girl.
He got his back turned.
Oh, did Tito?
Man, he got
Tito
stress marks on his ass, man. Somebody punished him, man.
That's, you see, that's right there, Tamino shit, that's a turnoff. Like, why
like
is
the stress marks is a tattoo.
Like,
the stress marks,
because
I could get
that
past.
Means that that
it's that
skin
burn
has been
around your neck.
That means that his skin has been stretched. He even went from being really small to really, well, I mean, you can look at him and see that. Thank you, whoever.
He might have been obese. He might have been obese
thank
for a minute.
Thank you, Tito. You are such a wonderful child. Child, look at the
girl.
Dress on the side. What are you talking about, girl?
Yes, thank you.
This look like
he might have been obese though.
This
that
look like
what he might have did was he might have worked out.
Yeah, he don't look overweight. I don't know what y'all talking about.
I mean, I don't.
No, he might have been obese at one time.
The booty
Did we lose anybody in the chat room? Because it looks like the chat room shut down again. I need to make a note of that to remind Jasmine. Yeah, the chat room is gone.
My thing about it is, bitch, I'm trying to get the understanding of this Indian rug burn back there.
Around his neck. Now, that I don't understand.
You suck that neck and let's say his booty at the same time, child. Come on.
No,
This is what I say. I saw you at 305, and then it went away.
Come through Miami.
He looked like he got a prison booty.
I mean, that's what it looked like to me. I will play.
Right.
I know you will play. Rub burn or not. You will
right,
probably suck on a rub burn. I bet you say you ain't getting
see.
This ass unless you suck my rub burn.
Boys that get out of jail, that's what they ass look like. They don't do shit else but lift weights and eat all day. That's what they ass look like.
People
that
put stuff on their books they read.
That look like your mama attacked your neck with a hot curb, with a hot comb, bitch. I don't understand. That I don't get.
So
I don't get that.
So that's the type.
Yeah,
so that's
it's just discoloration. I don't know what the discoloration is from, but
so that's
from
just,
Dirty
so
Clipper.
Justin, that's the kind of dude. So that's the kind of dude you like, Justin.
Right,
girl. Y'all not gonna try to turn this at me.
Somebody got to be able to take that big ass damn meat, Justin. Yeah, bitch, it looked like this is gonna be the kind of pull up to my mother. Let's move on, shall we?
Don't get your hair fucking on me.
Oh shit.
She looked like her name is Pam.
Fuck you, Justin.
I don't know. It looks like it stank back there. No shit.
I just said she looked like.
Joe, I feel like you
like
got
like
ass envy. He got ass.
She looks like her name is Peter Painter.
She looked like her name is Peter Painter. That's what her
name
is.
What was he walking? Was he walking sex siren or?
He was walking Peter Painter.
Yeah, he was walking sex sardines, honey. She was walking body.
I don't know if he was doing. He was walking
Peter Painter.
Peter Painter.
Peter Painter paints pickles.
You know what the kick is? When you watch the video, the clip of him walking, you don't see the stretch marks. But then when you see the pictures, you see it. Have you seen
you
the clip?
You gotta thank Caesar. Because when Caesar or Barron go back to take a picture of something, they don't miss a blemish.
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with that ass. Y'all just, it's too many bottoms on this damn line.
Why you think so many 7 points be painted down?
It looked like
when they take pictures with him.
It just really, I'm sorry, I've seen boys that get out of jail, and that's what they, well, they, I mean, I'll never get a chance to see the stretch marks and shit, but that's what they believe.
Okay.
Like.
Okay, well, he the boy in the jail picture.
Yes, and Tyrone, and
yeah,
Black Tie said, notice, like Black Tie said, notice that he has stretch marks nowhere else but on his ass. That's a true sign that he went from a size 25 to a 45 in 2 months.
I told you.
You think it's
I told inflatable? You. I'm telling you.
Now, that would be the question. Does it jiggle? Is it real? Does it have
right.
a little vibe?
Now, I would have to see the clip.
To me, it looks... I mean, I'm...
Is it surge? That's what I want.
Okay. Is it surge?
It looks
look like... Because the way it's proportioned, it could be. But the way his body is set up,
mm-hmm.
it's like prison ass.
It really do.
I come from doing the squats with the
right.
weight on top of your
that's what it
neck.
Looks like. Like he's been doing squats. Cause
that's
where
he probably got the rash
like.
From. The weight was on top of his neck.
Right. Now, I don't know. No, them look like, that just looked like some dirty clippers hit his neck. Somebody
was
some dirty clippers.
Was on, oh, my God.
No, that's what happens. When your neck, when somebody
well,
hits your neck with like.
It's your fault that we didn't spend the last 10 minutes talking about this man.
No,
You ain't even seen the boy face. You just seen his ass. Shut up.
Oh.
Y'all gonna knock that boy.
Well, somebody posted.
Where he,
hold on. Well, Tito, post the clip up there, Tito.
I'm going to.
You
just
read Tito, and now you want him to post the picture.
I didn't read
him.
You know, girl, like I said. All the girls
girl,
are
coming. Girl, you just read him.
You know how
him,
I feel about your son.
Him,
do you know how I feel
now
about
you want him to... And now you want him to do something for you.
That's when you know, man.
You do it,
it's
Tito.
All love.
It's out of love. Thank you.
Now, Tito, you
I bet
better,
you after you have,
I'll
you'll be over it.
I'm about to go on YouTube and look at it now. So
well, I'll here it is. I found it. Let me post it in this joint. Since
if
Tito don't want to do
picture?
It.
You probably
going
Adam for Adam. Go
and
look on Adam for Adam.
Of course you are. Oh, my God. Is that his picture? Look at the... Is that his picture, bitch's face?
I can't with y'all. Y'all so shady.
His face gave the world is over.
Y'all so ignorant.
Y'all the one talking about Peter the Painter, not me.
Bitch.
I mean, but, Devin, you have to get in. It's a bunch of bottoms that's jaded.
No shade.
Hold on.
Well, I'm not even going to, because you already know what it is, Justin, so don't even try.
Justin is muted for the rest of the night. I don't know where
yeah,
that is. You will not. You will unmute my hookup. Unmute him. That's me. Unmute him. That is.
So I'm Dev. We lost Dev, so it's right now it's just Joel,
yeah.
Bishop, and me, and Prada.
You can't sit with us, bitch.
I don't know what happened. But you know how Switchboard is. It has a mind of its own sometimes.
Oh, God. You can't sit with us, girl. Okay, I posted the clip up there.
He shouldn't have put that much. He shouldn't have put that much baby or gel on.
Did we lose Bishop?
I'm right here.
No, we didn't lose Bishop. Bishop is right there.
Oh, damn. Hold on.
Caller, you're back. Hey.
Girl, hey, you got some nerve posting over here a clip of Stanky Booty. You got some nerve.
Stanky Booty.
Yes, God.
Caller, you're back.
Look at
you
that. Look at that.
You have
what
tried it.
Hold on. What mark is he in? Because I want to see him. You can't see the stretch mark.
You really can't see it in the
clip. No, I don't think. I mean, I just think the clarity of the thing. But, I mean, his ass looks nice. I like it. I like a big ass.
That
I don't
looks
know what,
disgusting.
You like it.
In the world of imperfections, I'm not going to be a judge and say, oh, you got stretch marks on your ass. I can't fuck with you. Nigga, please. This ass is ass. I don't give a fuck. As long as it's clean and don't no pain come out, I'm good.
Peter the Painter, if you're listening to the show, His name is Justin. You can hit him up on Facebook because he was he wants you to paint his pickle.
Fuck you.
Oh no, child, that's not his.
But
name.
Hold on, how you know your bottle? She came out at the 30
How you know
mark?
Your bottle?
No, that ain't his age.
How you know that's his preference?
Look at that joint. That joint don't even shake.
Yeah,
oh,
it is.
God.
Sure.
How you know it don't? Hold on.
I'm looking at the video, Queen.
It really does not.
I just posted it in the wrong.
Devin, you could go back. I can go back even further. It's some another clips that they had of him. When they had the ball in like Upper New York or something like that. He was there. Kelly was with him, and he was they interviewed him or something like that. That ass is real. So like.
Because he said it was real, or you knew that it was real?
Girl, I ain't feel it, girl.
He's not even moving in this clip, girl.
Girl.
I don't know.
I mean, look at the pants. He got them pants on. I don't think they will move.
Oh, this sex siren, man?
Yeah.
Yes.
How far do I have to watch this video?
It's 30 seconds. He's on the 30-second mark.
Yeah. No, now that I see you from the front, your body don't match your ass.
Okay.
No. Now that I
she
see
giving
him from
me
the front,
body with a
oh,
queen
no.
ass.
That's
hey,
what it's
oh,
giving
oh,
me
no.
now. Now that I see him from the
oh,
front.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
It don't really. I'm not lying. Just it really don't match his like frame. Like I seen boys where they boot. They
Devin,
got booty.
Girl.
I'm gonna inbox you
because I can't say that on the air.
Okay.
He's
by
a
all means, you know me. I respect it.
He may be in the wig. So.
Girl, she's giving you Buffy the body.
Yes,
okay.
His body, I mean, like, his legs are slim, his body is, like, medium built, but
Home
your ass
Depot
is sticking all the way out like
yes.
that.
Home Depot is missing a whole shelf of pictures.
All these
you
niggas
know
need to be chopped, though, man.
It's sex siren.
Is that Michi walking sex? I'm out of here.
No, I think like out of the dudes that walk, only a couple of them look sexy. I'm not gonna leave it alone.
Peter Payton looked like a gay. He looked like a gay bottom wrestler for the WWE.
I know that sounds familiar. Anyways,
not you know what you're doing.
Yes.
I'm chopping Lord everybody
Bishop,
down.
You better know.
I'm
you
chopping everybody, man. I'm
you
sorry.
Better know what the wrestlers look like.
Yes, God. He said, bitch,
what
I know
the
these tapes when I've seen them.
We see the first
the
one that came
fuck?
Out. The first body one came
this?
Out. She has tens across.
But you got to understand that sex siren is in the eye of the beholder, honey. Some bitch going to find some boy going to find you sexy. Some people ain't.
Okay, so Devin, if you would have been on the judges panel and that boy with the stinky butt would have came out, what would you have gave?
Why do you keep on calling him?
You
would have
got chopped, man.
Butt?
Why? You just
all them niggas would have got chopped.
What would you have gave him, Devin?
I gotta see the face, so I'm going through ballroom throwback.
You just saw the face.
Yeah, you just
no,
saw
I can't. No, I really can't.
Ain't no type of creativity in this shit, man. Niggas is,
if
come
that's
on.
Not what the category called for, then ain't no
what,
the
category,
I,
okay,
think,
what,
I,
what did the
for what the
category
looked like,
going,
it was just, it was
shot.
Open to all. I don't think it was like you had to bring it like anything. Sometimes categories are just open to all.
Okay,
if
open
you
to
bring
all,
up,
so
if
open
you
to,
can.
If it's open to all, if it's open to all like that, and I just see a regular niggas with jeans on and their shirt off, what the fuck, man?
But I mean, this is I don't concede you like transgender women, but if you're looking at dude,
ooh.
You can look at a dude and think he's
ooh,
sexy.
Shame.
Yeah, yes, I can. I can. I really can.
But I mean, well, Bishop, okay, answer this question for me, Bishop. Are you physically attracted to men as well, or do you only date
no,
trans
no,
women?
No, but no, I can see.
So how,
I
why
see
would you
sex
be someone
to say
sexy? Because, like, I mean, I don't think you would look at what I look at as sexy.
Okay.
Because you won't be more attracted to women, wouldn't you?
But I mean, if you coming out with your pants sagging,
you
I mean,
to
it's good.
Question.
It's good, but I'm like,
are you turned
none
on?
None of these niggas really selling sex to me. I mean, I'm seeing just regular shit, man.
Wait, y'all are talking over each other, Bishop. You are not attracted to Butch Queen. you're not attractive to men.
Yeah.
So,
you like cat meat.
You would not. So since you're not right, you would not be. Although I mean, but here, but I understand where he's coming from because although I'm not attracted to femme queens,
I know what
beauty,
would be perceived.
I know what's beautiful, and I know what's a brick. So if I was judging on realness or what was supposed to be sexy or beautiful, again, what Bishop might find sexy, I might consider a brick. And since, like, Butch Queen, he might think that although men can, although he might like femme queens, he can still say a man is attractive, a man is not. He may not be turned on by them, but he can still say whether or not a man is attractive or not. But for Bishop, for you to say that all of them men would be a chop is a fool.
Okay.
Some of them
I only
be.
See one. I only see one.
The thing, okay. What would
but they all give? They all giving me come out. They all giving me like come out and already got my ass out. Already got this out. Man, sometimes it's better to just if you had just regular jeans on, people would already see your shape, and then on top of that, see your curves. And see your sex, and then on top of that, you selling the sex real good. You know what I'm
confused
saying?
You're confusing sex siren with being a stripper.
I can compare it because to be an exotic entertainer, I'm not a stripper. First of all, I was a stripper when I was young. Now, when I grew up and I started to understand what exotic, what being an exotic entertainer is, I started to do sets. And when you do sex, you sell sex, right? So when you selling sex, you're supposed to really, really feel it. I mean, feel like you having sex to yourself, just like off a play. Ronnie said off a Players Club, feel like you're having sex to yourself, because the simple fact is that at the end of the day, you're selling sex, and that's what people really want. They really want you to look inside yourself and put that sexiness outside so they can see it. I just don't see it at this ball right here.
You know what I would hate, Bishop? I would hate having you on a judges panel. Because, oh, my God, girl, you would carry.
I mean, for me, I would love to see a category where they have to bring it in a white T-shirt and a pair of jeans.
Exactly.
Not coming out all greased up. Ooh, well, press. You're asking me to unmute you. Press one.
If you got to be all greased up just to sell sex because most of the time when people get all greased up, their body ain't toned. You know, they ain't in
Ronnie,
shape.
Ronnie, you're back.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
You
didn't press one, Rodney.
No,
I didn't. But based on the issue of being old and stuff like that, most of the time the category asks for them to be oiled up or stuff like that, ready to sell. So
Okay. Girls done went from baby oil.
Now hold on, Rodney.
Yes.
Do you see the person that we're speaking on?
Oh Lord.
No, I'm not looking at the clip. I'm doing other stuff.
Oh, no, okay. Well, when you see that person in the room, let me know if it's tens or no.
Oh, okay.
Now I understand. I mean, coming from Rodney.
Yeah, it's in the group. They put the picture in the clip up there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, somebody might want to fuck him.
Okay.
Yeah, Justin.
But if Justin was on the panel, he would have got tens.
Thanks.
That's the rule for interpretation. That's the interpretation of sex, Iron. I want to fuck you. I can imagine myself fucking you, and Justin can imagine himself knocking this boy box into a goddamn next millennium.
Yeah.
And that's the purpose of sex siren. People forget what sex siren is. Sex siren is subjectable.
I would like to see. I know it's been done before. I would like to see sex siren in a suit, showing your chest. Got your tie around your neck, or your tie around your shoulder.
Yes, go back to them old days of Makuta, Chanel, Versace.
And I also would like to see a sex siren where exotic dancer sex siren.
Oh,
you're
God,
selling,
no.
You,
I would
want to
see a category.
You're selling
daddy's home. Like, he just getting off of work and whatever. He got to do a pill. I would want to see something like that.
Work.
Brother, you're not muted. You must have muted yourself.
Yeah. I like what you just said. I like that.
Prada about to read us because I think that child was Ebony.
Prada.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, sure.
Yes. Hey, you mean?
What you
we
say?
Woke you up, baby.
I thought, what is your take on this whole situation, Prada?
She was
about
asleep.
About the what?
I wasn't asleep. I was just a little occupied, sweetie.
Little occupied or a lot of occupied? How much occupied was it?
I'll leave it to your imagination.
I have a very vivid imagination. I think you don't.
Hold on. You talking about the dude that we just saw?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm upset at you, Prada.
Wait, what dude y'all just saw?
Oh, it's
a
boy in the mag. Go to the official ballroom. There's a picture of a sex siren. We're having a discussion.
I think
about
he might
him.
Be an Ebony, no shade.
I think they were screaming Ebony. But,
do you know who that is?
The one with these cakes in the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. With that tire back there.
Well, I mean, I can't see the face, so.
We talking about the cakes.
But yeah, that ass is sad.
Prada, look at the